हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
संसार सागरे मग्नं दीनं मां करुणानिधे, कर्मं ग्राह्य गृहीताङ्गं मां उद्धर भवार्णवाल्। श्रीमल्भागवदाख्योऽयं प्रत्यक्ष कृष्णमेव हि, स्वीकृतोऽसि मया नाथ मुक्त्यर्थं भवसागरे। मनोरथे मदीयोऽयं सफला सर्वदा त्वया, निर्विघ्नेनैव कर्तव्यं दासोऽहं तव केशव। भवे भवे यथा भक्ति पादयोस्तव जायते, तदा कुरुष्व देवेश नाथस्त्वं नो यद प्रभो। नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्वभाव प्रणाशनं, प्रणामो दुःखशमनं तं नमामि हरिं वरम्। जन्माद्यस्य यदोन्वयादिदरदश्चार्थेषु हभिज्ञस्वरा, तेने ब्रह्म हृदा या आदिगवये मुह्यन्ति यल्सूरयाः। तेजो वारिमृदं यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा, धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तमुहगं सत्यं परं धीमहि। धर्मप्रोजितकैदगोत्रपरमो निर्मल्सराणां सतां वेद्यं वास्तवम्, अत्र वस्तुशिवदं तापत्रयोन्मूलनम्। श्रीमल्भागवते महामुनिकृते किं वा परे, ईश्वरसद्यो हृद्यवरुद्य नेत्रकृतिभि शुश्रूषुभि तत्क्षणाल्। निगमकल्पतरोर्गलितं फलं शुकमुखादमृतद्रवसंयुतं, पिबद भागवतं रसमालयं मुहुरहोरसिका भुवि भावुकाः। सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे, तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तम् अनुपेदमपेदकृत्यं, द्वैपायनो विरहकातरमजुहाव, पुत्रेति तन्मैदयत्तरवोऽभिनेदूतं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिम् आनतोऽस्मि। यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम्, अध्यात्मदीपम् अतिदिदीर्षदां तमोन्धम्, संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुम् उपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम्। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेल्। कमनीयकिशोरमुग्धमूर्ते कलवेणुकुणिदातृदाननेन्दोः, मम वाचि विजृम्भतां मुरारे मधुरीं न कणिकापि गापि गापि। नमाम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले, श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवीं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे, श्रीमल्गुरुचरणारविन्दाभ्यां नमः। वन्दे नन्दं व्रजस्त्रीणां पादरेणुमभीष्णश, यासं हरिगदोल्गीतं पुनादिभुवनत्रयं, गोपीचरणारविन्दपरमाणवे नमः। पीताम्बरं करविराजितचक्रशङ्खकौमोदगीसरसिजं करुणासमुद्रं, राधासहायम् अतिसुन्दरमन्दहासं वातालयेशमनिशं हृदि भावयामि। कोमलं कूजयन्वेणुं श्यामलोयं कुमारक, वेदवेद्यपरं ब्रह्म भासदां पुरतो मम। मोघं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं, यल्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। ॐ श्रीकृष्णाय नमः। सो इन् दि श्रीमद्भागवतम् आफ्टर् दि story of Prithu Maharaj, there is the another great the kings who followed after him, That is how the that means the same family from the Swayambhava Manu is continuing throughout the fourth canto. So you will notice there that Pradhu Maharaj Parambara, or in other words the family tree which comes after Pradhu Maharaj, there was a number of kings which are mentioned. Only the names are mentioned, but no more details about that in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The reason is that in the Srimad Bhagavatam generally refers to, Vyasa Maharshi has picked important things, what is important to the people of the age of Kali. And that is how he has compiled Bhagavatam. We have to remember this background of Srimad Bhagavatam all the time. So wherever Vedavyasa Maharshi found something which is important or relevant to the people or the age of Kali, he has selected their lives and their activities and their devotional life to be presented to the people. So that is why many instances you find lot of the names are just mentioned, but no more details about them in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So here you will see that the after Pradhu Maharaj departed from this world with his wife Archis, who was Mahalakshmi herself, that they departed from this world, and there is a remembrance of Pradhu Maharaj in the Srimad Bhagavatam by Sheshugan. Sukadeva Goswami just remembers Pradhu Maharaj's glorious times. A king who came to this world wholly with intention of, at a time when the people were suffering from irreligious activities under his father King Vaina, and when they were given so much difficulties in their material life itself, Pradhu Maharaj, who appeared as an expansion of the Supreme Lord Krishna, he came here, saved the people and offered them a very high standard of material life, and apart from that he also guided them back home, back to the spiritual world. This is the only king in the history who has done a job so effectively to the human society. And that is why Pradhu Maharaj's administration, Pradhu Maharaj's activities is so glorious. Sri Shukan says in the Srimad Bhagavatam that there is nobody else who can as compared to Pradhu Maharaj and his activities. Pradhu Maharaj has been given the special glorification by Sri Shukan or Sukadeva Goswami for this reason, that he is the only king who has come, saved the people from their distress, even in their material life, and guided them back home, back to the spiritual world, and gave them the higher understanding of the human form of life. So therefore, this Pradhu Maharaj story is very significant. So after Pradhu Maharaj's time, then he had five boys, and this Vijidashvan, that was the eldest one, then Hariyaksha, Vraga, Dravina, and Dhumrakesha. There was five children were born for Pradhu Maharaj, and Vijidashva was given the administration of the planet. Now Vijidashva, he has by nature, the name has come to him because he obtained the horses back from Indra, who was stealing the horses. He got them back from Indra, and as per Atri Maharshi's instructions, and for this name has come to him because of that Vijidashva. Vijidashva also had another pastime with Lord Indra, that from Indra he learned how one can, during the war or fighting, one can escape without being noticed by others, or the process of escaping without being noticed by the enemy. And therefore he was given another name as Andardhanam. Andardhanam means one who can escape without being noticed by others during a war or fighting. So because of all this, Vijidashva has a very special position, in the sense that later on Vijidashva married and Shikhandini, and from that marriage he had children were born. There were three children who were born from that, Pavagan, Pavamanan and Shuchi. These three were actually three members of the Agni family, Agni the demigod. In their family we spoke about there were 49 different kind of fires. Demigods exist in the fire. And among the 49, these three demigods, Pavagan, Pavamanan and Shuchi, had to take birth as Vijidashva's children due to a curse by Vasishtha Maharshi. So that is why they had to accept that body, and they came and took birth and lived as his children. From another marriage which Vijidashva married was Napaswadi, and from Napaswadi he had a son by name Havidhana. He had also another five boys born from the same marriage, but Havidhana is important for us because it is this Havidhana story which is going to be spoken now, from now on, for some time. Why it is so important is that Havidhana, who was born from Napaswadi, he married Havidhani. And Havidhana and Havidhani together had children who were born from that. And out of that, the next comes the eldest one, was known as Barhishat. So Barhishat is the next king who was after Havidhana was born. And it is this Barhishat story that comes immediately after this. Because Barhishat, he was also known as, another name was Prajina Barhis. The reason why he had this name given to him was was that Barhishat, at the time when he took over the administration of the planet, Barhishat had one special understanding of the Vedic literature. Earlier we saw in the fourth canto, Daksha Prajapati also had one kind of understanding. That means they studied the Vedas, and from Vedas they understood that Karmakandam is the most important thing. They came to this understanding. So in other words, Daksha Prajapati, because of his special liking or attachment for Karmakandam, Daksha Prajapati continued to perform the Karmakanda sacrifices one after the other. And we saw what happened to Daksha Prajapati at the end, that the Karmakandam principle has gone into his head so strongly that eventually he came to insult Lord Shiva, and with the result he lost his head, and so many other disasters which happened at that time. So from this you can see that those who are attached to Karmakandam section of the Vedas, they have this problem that Karmakandam can sometimes mislead people in a wrong direction. And in the same way, this King Barhishat also is nothing, but he did exactly the same thing what Daksha has done. Exactly like Daksha, his understanding of the Vedic injunctions was such that he considered, his always understanding was, he considered that I should perform sacrifices one after the other. The same thinking what Daksha had, Barhishat also developed in his mind. Or in other words, normally when one is devoid of renunciation, knowledge and devotion, bhakti, jnanam and vairagyam, automatically the person's mind will get attracted to Karmakanda section. That is how normally the thing develops. So this Karmakanda section was attractive to Barhishat, and Barhishat followed the same route exactly like Daksha Prajapati has done in the earlier days. So this Daksha Prajapati's life and Barhishat's life is very much similar. But Barhishat's life ended up in a different way, that we will see when we come to that. Barhishat, because although in the name given to him was Barhishat by his parents, he is more known, well known in the whole Puranas as Prajina Barhis. The reason for being that is that this was the king who generally was busy in performing sacrifices. Prajina Barhis, the name came to him in a joking manner. The people called him like that, or because of his activities also, for two reasons. His activities were such that people have given this name to him as Prajina Barhis. Prajina Barhis means that one who spreads the grass to perform the sacrifices. For example, all the Vedic sacrifices, we require Kusha grass. So Kusha grass, he used to spread this Kusha grass towards the east and the north direction. That is how. And once he spreads the grass, it means a sacrifice is going to start immediately after that. This was the system. So like this, Barhishat or Prajina Barhis has spread the grass all over this planet. And that is why people, seeing his attachment to Karmakandam and the desire to perform the sacrifices one after the other, or generally the people started calling him as Prajina Barhis. In other words, one who has spread the grass towards east, and that is Darpa grass, which was which belongs to the same category as the Kusha grass. They are all used in the sacrifices. So he was using this grass and spreading it around all the time. Every time one sacrifice is over, he gets the next next opportunity, he spreads the grass again and continue with the next sacrifice. This was his lifestyle. So Prajina Barhis or Barhishat, because he has performed this continuously in this way, he was referred to as Prajina, he was known as Prajina Barhis more than and Barhishat. So before we start discussing Prajina Barhis, I thought I'll just read those few chapters which we were left behind from Prithu Maharaj's story, and then we will move on to the story of the story of Prachina Brahis, 20, 4th canto, chapter 20. Shri Maitreya Vajam Bhagavan Abhivaikunda Sagam Makhavada Vibhu Yajne Yajne Vadistushto Yajne Vuktama Bhashadam Shri Bhagavan Vajam Yashadega Shashid Bangam Hayame Nashadasyaha Shama Bayanam Alma Namamushya Chandum Rahasi Sudhiya Sadhamo Logi Naradeva Narottama Nabidruhyandi Bhudebhyo Yahin Alma Kalevaram Purushaya Rimuhyandi Tvadrusha Deva Mayaya Shrama Eva Varam Jado Dirghaya Vruddha Sevaya Adakkayam Imam Vidvan Avidya Kamagarmabhi Arabdhamidinai Vasmin Pratibuddho Nushajjade Asam Sakta Sharire Smin Una Olpadide Sharire Smin Amun Olpadide Grihe Abhati Dravineva Vika Kujyan Mamadam Hudaha Ega Shuddha Swayam Jodhya Nurguno Sauguna Shreya Sarvagona Buddha Satshi Niralma Alma Almanapara Ya Evam Sandam Almanam Almastam Veda Purusha Najjade Prakadistho Bital Gunai Samayistidaha Ya Swadharmena Mam Nityam Nirashi Shraddhaya Anvida Bajade Shanagai Stasyamanu Rajan Prasidadi Parityakta Gunam Samyak Darshanu Mishadashaya Shandimi, Samavastanam, Ramagaivalya, Mastude, Udasinami Vadyakshamdra Vijnana Kriyalpanam, Kodasamyavatmanam, Yovedo, Norishopanam, Vinnastelinga Siguna Pravaho, Travekriya, Karaka Chayanalpanam, Rashta, Susambal, Sibal, Susurayum, Navikriyande, Maibadha Sauhradaha, Samasamanu, Tamamatimatama, Sukheja, Dukheja, Jendriya, Shaya, Mayogur, Klapta, Kilaloga, Samyudo, Isal Savira, Kilaloga, Rakshanam, Shreya Prajabalanami Varajnu Yal Swambaraye Surdal Shastamamsham Harthanyada Kadamunya Prajanam Arakshida Kuraharo Khamati Evam Dijagnyani Madhanu Vrata Dharma Pradhanu Nyadamo Vidasyaha Hraswena Kalini Ghobayadan Rashtasi Siddhan Anurokalaktaha Anurektalokaha Varam Jamal Kanchanamana Vindram Pranishwadeham Gunashila Yandrida Naham Magherway Sulabastha Bobi Yoginava Yal Samajitavarti Shri Maitreya Vajam Saitham Loga Gurana Vishwakseena Vishwajil Anushasita Madesham Shirasa Jagrihe Hare Sprishandam Padayo Prema Pridinam Svenagarmana Shatakradum Parishajya Vidvesham Visasarjaha Bhagavanada Vishwadma Pradunomakhradarhana Samujikhaneya Bhaktya Grahida Charanambujam Prasthana Abhimukha Pienamanugraha Vilambida Pashyan Palpavala Shakshona Pradaste Suhral Sadam Samadhi Rajo Rididan Jalir Harim Vilogidam Nashagada Shrulojana Sakinjano Vaja Sabashva Viklabho Kradobaguhya Mumudhada Vastidaha Adhava Mritya Shrugala Vilogayam Adrupta Durgojana Mahapurusham Padasprashandam Shadimam Samunnade Vinyastha Haksagramuranga Vidvishaha Shri Praduruvajam Varan Vivotu Dvaradeshwaral Bhudam Katham Pranide Gunamikriyalpanam Ye Naragana Vavisandidehinam Tani Shakaivalyapade Vrnenajam Na Kama Ye Nada Tadapyaham Kojil Na Yatra Chushmacharanam Bhujasava Mahatamandra Kriyan Mukhachido Vidhal Sokarna Ayudameshame Varaha Sautam Shlomahan Mukhachido Bhavalpadam Bhojasudakananila Smritim Punar Vismritatu Varpanam Kuyoginam No Vidaratilam Varai Yashashivam Sushrava Marya Sangami Yadarchaya Jovishanu Dide Sakral Kanam Gunanyu Viramed Vinapashum Shairyal Pravapre Gunasangra Gunasangrahe Chaya Adhava Jethu Agila Purushottamam Gunalayam Palpagare Valalasa Apyava Yorega Vadispritho Kalir Nasyal Kadartho Charanai Gadaneyum Jagat Jananyam Jagadisha Vaishasam Sadeva Yal Karmanina Samihidam Karoshi Phalgupya Dina Val Salasa Swayeva Dishnu Viradasya Gimtayam Bhajandi Dattu Amadameva Sadhavo Idastamaya Agunami Pramodayam Bhavalpadana Sparanadrade Sadam Nimittamanyan Bhagavanna Vidmahe Manye Giram Dejakadam Vibohinim Varam Praneshu Edi Bhajandamathayal Vajanutandhyaya Dide Janosidam Kathampunak Karmagarodi Mohida Tuan Maya Yadha Janami Shakandido Yadanya Yashastakudatmanopuda Yadhajared Balahidam Vidaswayam Tada Tome Varkasina Samihidam Shri Maitreya Vajam Ityadi Rajena Nuda Savishodrek Tamaharajan Maivaktirastude Nishtedrishi Dhirmaide Kradaya Mayamadiyam Tradismadustyajam Tatum Guru Kuimaya Rishtama Pramata Prajabade Maha Madare Shagaru Loga Sarva Sarvatrapno Dishopanam Shri Maitreya Vajam Iti Vainya Sirajar Shri Pradinandi Arthavad Vaja Pujido Nukrihi Tvainam Gandam Chakre Chudo Madim Devarshavidra Gandharva Siddhajaranabannaga Kinnara Apsara Somartya Khaga Bhudanyanikasha
ഭഗവാനഭിരാജർഷേ സോപാധ്യായസ്യാച്യുത ഹരന്നിവ മനോമുഷ്യ സധാമ പ്രത്യപദ്യത അദൃഷ്ടായ നമസ്കൃത്യ നവ സന്ദർശിതാത്മനേ അവ്യക്തായ ച ദേവാനാം ദേവായ സുബ്രഹ്മ്യയോ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ ചതുർത്ഥസ്കന്ധേ വിംശതമോധ്യായ ശ്രീ മൈത്രയോവാചാം മൗക്തികൈ കുസുമസ്രഗ്ഭിർദുഗുകുലൈ സ്വർണ്ണതോരണൈ മഹാസുരഭിർദുഭിർമണ്ഡിതം തത്ര തത്ര വൈ ചന്ദനാഗുരുദ്വയാർത്തനം മധ്യാ ചതുരമാർഗവൽ പുഷ്പാക്ഷതകുലൈ സ്തോക്മൈർ രാജേ അർച്ചിർഭിരർച്ചിതം സവൃന്ദൈ കദളി സ്തംഭൈ പുകബോധൈ പരിഷ്കൃതം തരുപല്ലവമാലാഭി സർവദാ തരുവല്ലവമാലാഭി സർവദ സമലം കഥം പ്രജാസ്തം ദീപബലിഭി സംഭ്രദാശേഷമംഗളൈ അഭിയോർമുഷ്ടകന്യാശ്ചാം മുഷ്ടകുണ്ടലമണ്ഡിതാഃ ശംഖദുന്ദുഭിഘോഷേണ ബ്രഹ്മഘോഷേണ ചർത്വജാം വിവേശഭവനം വീരസ്തുയമാനോകദസ്മയാം പൂജിത പൂജയാമാസം തത്ര തത്ര മഹായശ പൗരാഞ്ചാനവദാം സ്താം സ്താൻ പ്രീത പ്രിയവരപ്രദാം സ ഏവമാദീഞ്ജനമദ്യചേഷ്ടിതം കർമാണി ഭൂയാംസി മഹാൻ മഹത്തമ കുറുവൻ ശശാസാവനിമണ്ഡലം യശസ്പീദം നിധായ അരുരുഹേ പരംപദം ശ്രീ സൂതവാച തദാതിരാജസ്യേശോ വിജൃംഭിതം ഗുണേരശേഷൈർഗുണവത്സഭാജിതം ക്ഷത്താ മഹാഭാഗവത സദസ്പദേ കൗഷാരവിം പ്രാഹ ഗുണന്ദമർച്ചയൻ ശ്രീ വിദുരവാച സ്വഭിഷിക്ത പ്രദുർവിപ്രൈല അബ്ധാശേഷസുരാർഹണ ബിഭ്രൻസ വൈഷ്ണവം തേജോ ബാഹോരാഭ്യാം ദുദോഹകാം കോന്വസകീർത്തിം ന ശൃണോത്യഭിജ്ഞോ യദ്വിക്രമോച്ചിഷ്ടമശേഷഭൂപ ലോകാ സബാലാം ഉപജീവന്തി കാമമദ്യാഭി തന്മേ വദകർമ്മശുദ്ധം മൈത്രയവാച ഗംഗായം നയോർനദ്യോരന്തരാ ക്ഷേത്രമാവസൻ ആരബ്ധാനേവ പൂജി ഭോഗാൻ പുണ്യജിഹാസയാ സർവത്ര സ്ഖലിതാദേശ സപ്തദ്വീപൈകദണ്ഡദൃക് അന്യത്ര ബ്രഹ്മ ബ്രാഹ്മണകുല അന്യത്ര അച്യുതഗോത്രദ ഏകദാസീൻ മഹാസത്രം ദീക്ഷാ തത്ര ദിവൗകസാം സമാജോ ബ്രഹ്മർഷീണാം ച രാജർഷീണാം ച സത്തമാം തസ്മിന്നർഹസ്യ സർവേഷു സ്വർച്ചിതേഷു യഥാർഹ ഉത്ഥിത സദസോ മധ്യേ താരാണാമുടിരാടിവാം പ്രാംശു പീനായുധഭുജോ ഗൗര കഞ്ചാരുണേക്ഷണ സുനാസ സുമുഖ സൗമ്യ പീനാം സുദ്ധിജസ്മിതാഹ വ്യൂഢപക്ഷാഭക്ഷോണീർവലിവൽ ഉദലോദര ആവർത്തനവിരോജസ്വീ കാഞ്ചനോരുരഗ്രവാൽ സൂക്ഷ്മവക്രാസിത സ്നിഗ്ധമോത്വജക്കംഭുഗന്ധര മഹാധനേതുകൂലാഗ്രേ പരിധായോപവീയചാം ഗഞ്ജിതാശേഷഗാത്ര ശ്രീനിർയമേ ന്യസ്തഭൂഷണ കൃഷ്ണാജിന ശ്രീമാൻ കുശപാണി കൃതോചിതാം നിശിശിരസ്നിഗ്ധതാരാക്ഷ സമേക്ഷത സമന്ദന ഉജിവാനിതമുർവേശ സദസംഹർഷയന്നിവ ചാരുചിത്രവദം ശ്രഷ്ണം കൃഷ്ണം ഗൂഢമവിക്ലമം സർവേഷാം ഉപകാരാർത്ഥം തദാ അനുവദന്നിവ ശ്രീരാജോവാചാം സഭ്യാ ശ്രുണതഭദ്രം സാധവോയമിഹാഗത സർസജിജ്ഞാസുബിർധർമ്മമാവേദ്യം സമനീഷിതം അഹം ദണ്ഡധരോ രാജാ പ്രജാനാമിഹ യോചിത രക്ഷിതാ വൃത്തിതസ്വേഷു സേതുഷു സ്ഥാപിതാ പ്രദ തസ്യമേതദനുഷ്ഠാനം ധ്യാനാഹുർബ്രഹ്മവാദിനാം ലോകാസ്യു കാമസന്ദോഹായ സിദുഷ്യ ദശദൃക് യമുദ്ധരേൽക്കരം രാജാ പ്രജാ ധർമ്മേഷു ശിക്ഷയൻ പ്രജാനാം ശമനം മുക്തേ ഭഗഞ്ജ സ്വം ജഹാതി സാം തൽ പ്രജാഭർത്തവിണ്ടാർത്ഥം സ്വാർത്ഥമേവാനസൂയവ കുരുദാക്ഷോക്ഷ ധിയസ്തർഹിമേനുഗ്രഹകൃത യൂയം തദനുമോദധ്വം പിതൃദേവർഷയോമല കർത്തുശാസ്ത്രനുജ്ഞാതസ്തുല്യം യൽ പ്രേത്യതൽഫലം അസ്തി യജ്ഞമതിർനാമ കേശാഞ്ചിതർഹസത്തമായഹാമുത്രജലക്ഷ്യന്തേ ജ്യോത്സ്നാവത്യകുചിൽ ഭുവ മനോരുത്താനവാദ ിൽ മിനിർദ്ധുതാശേഷമനോമലപ്പുവാം അസംഗവിജ്ഞാനവിശേഷവീര്യവാൻ യഥംഗ്രിമൂലേ കൃതകേതന പുനം സസ്രുതിം കേശവഹാം പ്രപദ്യതേം തമേവ യുയം ഭജതാത്മവൃത്തിവിർ മനോവചക്കായ ഗുണൈ സ്വകർമ്മഭി അമായിനം കാമദുഃഖാംഗ്രി പങ്കജം യഥാധികാരാവസിതാപ്തസിദ്ധയാം അസാവിഹാനീക ഗുണോ ഗുണോധ്വര പ്രതഗ്വിതദ്രവ്യ ഗുണക്രിയോക്തമി സമ്പദ്യതേർത്ഥ സമ്പദ്യതേ അർത്ഥാശയലിംഗനാമഭിർ വിശുദ്ധ വിജ്ഞാനഗ്നസ്വരൂപതാം പ്രധാന കാലാശയ ധർമ്മ സംഗ്രഹേ ശരീരമേഷ പ്രതിപദ്യചേതനം ക്രിയാഫലത്വേന വിഭോ വിഭാവ്യതേ യഥാനലോ ുരാതനോ നിത്യം ഹരിദ്യച്ചരണാഭിവന്ദനാൽ അവാവലക്ഷ്മിയും അനവായിനീം യശോ ജഗൽ പവിത്രം ച മഹത്തമാഗ്രനീം യൽ സേവയാ ശേഷ ഗുഹാശയസ്വര നിപ്പ്രിയ സ്തുഷ്യതി കാമമീശ്വരം തദൈവ ദുർധർമ്മ വരേർ വിനീതേ സർവാത്മന ബ്രഹ്മകുലം നിഷേവ്യതാം പുമാംലമേതാനദിവേനമാത്മനം പ്രസീദോത്യന്തശമം സദസ്വയം യന്നിത്യസംബന്ധ നിഷേവയാ തഥാ പരം കിമത്ര ആസ്തിമുഖം മഹഗർഭുജാം ശ്രദ്ധാഹുതംഹമിജ്യനാമഭി ഗുണായനം ശീലധനം കൃതജ്ഞം വൃദ്ധാശ്രയം സമ്പ്രണതേനു സമ്പദ പ്രസീദതാം ബ്രഹ്മകുലം ഗവാം ച ജനാർദ്ദനസ്ഥാനുജരശ്ച മഹ്യം ശ്രീ മൈത്രേയുവാച ഇതി പ്രവാണം നിർവതിം പിതൃദേവദ്വിജാതയ തുഷ്ടോ ഹൃഷ്ടമനസാ സാധുവാധേന സാധുവാം പുത്രേണ ജയതി ലോകാനിധി സത്യവതീ ശ്രുതി ബ്രഹ്മദണ്ഡഹതപാമോയദ്വിനോത്യതരക്തമാം ഹിരണ്യകശിപുശ്ചാവി ഭഗവൻ നിന്ദയാതമാം വീക്ഷരതികാൽസൂനോ പ്രഹ്ലാദസ്യ അനുഭാവതാം ജീവാനുശാസനം പ്രജാനുരാഗോ മഹതാം പ്രകൃതി കരുണാത്മനാം ആദ്യനസ്തമസപ്പാരസ്ത്വയോപാസാദിത പ്രഭോ ബ്രാഹ്മീനാം നഷ്ടദൃഷ്ടീനാം കർമ്മവേർദേവ സംഹിതൈ നമോ വിവർദ്ധസത്വായ പുരുഷായ മഹീയസേ യോ ബ്രഹ്മക്ഷത്രമാവശ വിവർത്തിതം സ്വതേജസാം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ ചതുർത്ഥസ്കന്ധേ ഏകവിംശോധ്യായാം ശ്രീമൈത്രേയുവാച ജനേഷു പ്രകടനർസേവം വ്രതം ഭദ്രവിക്രമം തത്രോപജഗ്മുർമുനേശ് ചത്വാരി സൂര്യവർച്ചസ താം സുസിദ്ധേശ്വരാൻ രാജാവ്യം അവതരദോർച്ചിഷ ലോകാനഭാവാൻ കുർവത്യ സാനുഗോ ജഷ്ടലക്ഷിതാൻ ർജിതാളകബന്ധനം തത്ര ശീലവതാമൃതമാചരന്മാനയെന്നിവ ഹാടകാസനമാസീനം സുദൃഷ്ടിയേഷു അപാവകാൻ ശ്രദ്ധാ സംയമ സംയുക്ത പ്രീത പ്രാഹ ഭവാഗ്രജാൻ ശ്രീ പ്രതിരുവാച അഹോമാചരിതം കിം മേ മംഗളം മംഗളായനം യസ്യവോ ദർശനം യാസീ ദുർദർശാനാം ജയോഗി വി കിം തസ്യ ദുർലഭതരമിഹ ലോകേ പരത്ര ച യസ്യ വിപ്രാ പ്രസീദന്തി ശിവോ വിഷ്ണുശ്ച സാനുഗാം നൈവ ലക്ഷയതേ ലോകോ ലോകാൻ പരിണതോപിയാൻ യഥാ സർവദശം സമമാത്മാനം യസ്യ ഹേതവ അധനാമ വിദേധന്യ സാധവോ ഗ്രഹമേദിന യൽഗ്രഹ അർഹവര്യാം പുത്രണ ഭൂമീശ്വരാവരാഹ വ്യാളാലേ ദ്രുമാ വേദൈപ്യരേക്ത അഖില സമ്പദ യൽഗ്രഹ സ്തുതവാദീയം പദതീർത്ഥ വിവർജിതാഹ സ്വാഗതം മോ ദ്വിജശ്രേഷ്ഠായ മുക്ഷമ ചരന്തിശ്രദ്ധയാ ധീരാ ബാലാമിമ ബൃഹന്തിജാം കുച്ഛിന്നകുശലം നാഥ ഇന്ദ്രിയാർത്ഥാർത്ഥവീദിനാം വ്യസനാവാവമേതസ്മിൻ പതീതാനാം സ്വകർമ്മഭി ഭവത്സുകുശല പ്രശ്നമാത്മാരാമേഷു നേഷ്യതി കുശലാകുശല യത്ര ന സന്തി മതിവൃത്തയ തദഹം കൃതവിശ്രംഭശുഭോ വസ്തപസ്യാം സംപ്രച്ഛേഭോമേതസ്മിൻ ക്ഷേമകേനാഞ്ജസാ ഭവേൽ വ്യക്തമാത്മവതാവാത്മാ ഭഗവാൻ ആത്മഭാവന സ്വാനാമനുഗ്രഹായേമാം സിദ്ധരൂപീ ചരത്യജാഹ മൈത്രേയവാച സാശ്രദ്ധയാ ഭഗവദ്ധർമ്മപരിചയ ജിജ്ഞാസയാ ആധ്യാത്മിക യോഗനിഷ്ഠയാം യോഗേശ്വരോപാസനയാ ച നിത്യം പുണ്യശവകഥയാ പുണ്യയാ ച അർത്ഥേന്ദ്രിയ രാമസഗോഷ്ഠ്യദൃഷ്ടയാ തത്സമ്മതാനാം പരിഗ്രഹേണ ച വിയുക്തരുചാ പരിദോഷമാത്മൻ വിനാ ഹരേർ ഗുണ പീയൂഷപാനാൽ അഹിംസയാ പരമഹംസചര്യയാ സ്മൃത്യാ മുകുന്ദാചരിതാഗ്രസീധുന യമൈരകാമേർമൈശ്ചാപ്യ നിന്ദയാ നിരീഹയാ ദ്വന്ദ്വദിദിക്ഷയാ ച ഹരേർ മുഹുസ്ഥൽ പരകർണപൂരം ഗുണാഭിധാനേന വിജംബ്യമാനയ ഭക്ത്യാ ഹസംഗ സദസത്യനാത്മനി സ നിർഗുണേ ബ്രഹ്മണി ചാഞ്ചസാരഥി യഥാരഥർബ്രഹ്മണി നൈഷ്ടികീപമാൻ ആചാര്യവാൻ ജ്ഞാനവിരാഗരം ഹസ ദഹത്യവീര്യം ഹൃദയം ജീവകോശം പഞ്ചാത്മകം യോ നിമിവോത്തിലോഗ്നി ദഗ്ധാശയോ മുക്തസമസ്തൽഗുണോ ഐവാത്മനോ ബഹിരന്തർവിചഷ്ടേ പരാത്മനാര്യോദ്യവധാനം പുരസ്താൽ സ്വപ്നേ യഥാ പുരുഷസ്തദ്വിനാശേ ആത്മാനമിന്ദ്രിയാർത്ഥം ചാപരം യുദ്ധയുരഭി സത്യാശുഭാദോ വൈ പുമാൻ പശ്യതി നാന്യതാം നിമിത്തേ സതി സർവത്ര ജലാദാവ വിപുരുഷ ആത്മനശ്ചപരസ്യാവി ഭിതാം പശ്യതി നാന്യതാം ഇന്ദ്രിയർവിഷയാകൃഷ്ടൈരാക്ഷിപ്തം ധ്യായതാം ചേതനാം ഹരതേ ബുദ്ധേ സ്തംഭയസ്തോയം ഇവഹൃദാൽ ദ്രശ്യപ്രശ്യത്തിന് സ്മൃതിശ്ചിത്തം ജ്ഞാനഭ്രംശസ്മൃതിക്ഷയേ തദ്രോധം കവയപ്രാഹു ആത്മാപവനമാത്മനാം താതപ്രതരോലോകേ പുംസാ സ്വാർത്ഥവ്യതിക്രമാ യദധ്യന്യസ്യ പ്രയസ്തമാത്മാനസ്യ വ്യതിക്രമാൻ. അർത്ഥേന്ദ്രിയാർത്ഥവിധ്യാനം അർത്ഥേന്ദ്രിയാർത്ഥവിധ്യാനം സർവാർത്ഥാപന്നവോ നൃണാം ഭ്രംശിതോ ജ്ഞാനവിജ്ഞാനാദീനി വിശദമുഖ്യതാം ന കുര്യാൽ ഗ്രഹിച്ചിൽ സംഘം തമസ് തീവ്രം ദിദീരിഷു ധർമാർത്ഥകാമമോക്ഷാണാം യദത്യന്ത വിഘാതകം തത്രാപി മോക്ഷമേ വാർത്ത ആത്യന്തികതയേഷ്യതേ ത്രൈവർഗോർത്ഥോ യതോ നിത്യം കൃതാന്തവയ സംയുത പരേ വരേ ജയേ ഭാവ ഗുണം വിധികരാദനു നദേഷാം വിദ്യതേ ക്ഷേമം ഇഷവിദ്വം സദാശിഷാം തത്വം നരേന്ദ്രജഗദാമദസ്തുഷാം ച ദേഹേന്ദ്രിയാസ്തുഷണാത്മഭിരാവൃതാനാം യ ക്ഷേത്രവിത്തവതയാ ഹൃതി വിശ്വകാവിൽ പ്രത്യക്ഷഗാസ്തി ഭഗവാം സ്തവമേഹി സോസ്മി യസ്മിന്നിദം സദസദാത്മതയാ വിഭാതി മായാവിവേക വിദുതി സജീവാഹി ബുദ്ധി തം നിത്യമുക്ത പരിശുദ്ധ വിബുദ്ധതത്വം പ്രത്യൂട കർമ്മകലില പ്രകൃതിം പ്രപദ്യേ ജൽപാദപങ്കജപലാശവലാസഭക്ത്യാ കർമാശയം കൃതമുൽക്രതയന്തി സന്ധ തദ്വന്ന രിക്തമതയോ യതയോ വിരുദ്ധം ശ്രോതോ ഗണാസ്തമരണം ഭജ വാസുദേവം കൃച്ഛ്രോ മഹാനിഹഭവാർണവമപ്ലവേഷാം ഷഡ്വർഗനക്രമസുഖേന തീർഷയന്തി തത്വം ഹരേർ ഭഗവതോ ഭജനീയമംഗ്രിം കൃത്വോടുപം വ്യസനമുത്തരദുസ്തരാർണം ശ്രീമൈത്രയോവാച സ ഏവം ബ്രഹ്മപുത്രേണ കുമാരേണാത്മമേധസാം ദർശിതാത്മഗതി സമ്യ പ്രശസ്യോ വാചതം നൃപ ശ്രീരാജോവാചാം കൃതോ മേനുഗ്രഹപൂർവം ഹരിണാർത്ഥാനുകമ്പിനാം തമാപാദയിതം ബ്രഹ്മൻ ഭഗവൻ യൂയമാഗതാം നിഷ്പാദേഷ്ടകാൽസ്യേന ഭഗവത്ഭിർഘണാലുഭി സാധുശിഷ്ടം ഹി മേ സർവം ആത്മനാ സഹകിം തദേ പ്രാണാധാരാസുതാ ബ്രഹ്മൻ ഗൃഹാശ്ച സപരിച്ഛത രാജ്യം ബലം മഹീകോശം ഇതി സർവം നിവേദിതം സൈനാവത്യം ച രാജ്യം ച ദണ്ഡനേതൃത്വമേവ ച സർവലോകാധിപത്യം ച വേദശാസ്ത്രവിദർഹതി സ്വമേവ ബ്രാഹ്മണോ ഭുങ്ക്തെ സ്വം വസ്തെ സ്വം ദദാതി ച തസ്യൈവ അനുഗ്രഹേണാന്നം പുഞ്ജതേ ക്ഷത്രയാദയാം ഏരീദൃശീ ഭഗവതോ ഗതിരാത്മവാദേ ഏകാന്തതോ നികമഭി പ്രതിപാദിതാന തുഷ്യന്തദ്ഭ്രകരുണ സുഹൃദേന നിത്യം കോനാമതൽ പ്രതികരോതി വിനോദമാത്രം ശ്രീമൈത്രയോവാചാം തമാത്മയോഗപദയമാധിരാജേന പൂജിതാശീലം തദീയം ശംസന്തഖേ ഭൂവന്മഷതാം നൃണാം വൈന്യസ്തു ദുര്യോ മഹതാം സംസ്ഥിതാധ്യാത്മശിക്ഷയ ആപ്തകാമ്യമാത്മാനം ഏനമാത്മന്യവസ്ഥിതാം കർമാണി ച യഥാകാലം യഥാദേശം യഥാഫലം യഥോചിതം യഥാ വിത്തമകരോ ബ്രഹ്മസാൽകൃതം ഫലം ബ്രഹ്മണി വിന്യസ്യാനുഷംഗസമാഹിത കർമാധ്യക്ഷം ജമന്വാനമാത്മാനം പ്രകൃതേ പരം ഗൃഹേഷു വർത്തമാനോപി സസാമ്രാജ്യശ്രയാൻവിത നാസജതേന്ദ്രിയാർത്ഥേഷോ നിരഹം നിരർക്കവൽ ഇവ മധ്യാത്മയോഗേന കർമ്മന്യനുസമാചരൻ പുത്രാൻ ഉൽപാദയാമാസ പഞ്ചാചിഷ്യാത്മസമ്മതാൻ വിജിതാശ്വം ധൂമ്രകേശം ഹരിയക്ഷം ദ്രവണം മൃഗം സർവേഷാം ലോകപാലാനാം തഥാനേക പുതൃഗുണാൻ ഗോപീദാജകൃഷ്ടേ കാലേ സ്വേസ്വേച്ഛുതാത്മക മനോവാകൃത്തിഭി സോമേർ ഗുണേ സംരഞ്ജയൻ പ്രയാഹ രാജേത്യം നാമധേയം സോമരാജ ൂതരാടിവാം കന്ദർപ്പം സൗന്ദ ധൈര്യമനസ്വി മൃഗരാടിവ വത്സലേ മനുമന്ത്രണാം പ്രഭുത്വേ ഭഗവാനജാം ബൃഹസ്പതിർബ്രഹ്മവാദേ ആത്മവത്വേ സ്വയം ഹരി ഭക്തിയാ ഗുരുപ്രേഷോ വിശ്വക്സേനാനുവർത്തിഷോ പ്രിയാപ്രശ്രശീലാഭ്യം ആത്മതുല്യവരോദ്യമേം കീർത്യോദോഗ്ധഹിതയാ പുംബി സ്ത്രൈലോകേ തത്ര തത്ര പ്രവിഷ്ടകർണരന്ധ്രേഷോ സ്ത്രീണാം രാമസദാമിവ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപ്രാണി ചതുർത്ഥസ്കന്ധേ പുതുചരിതേ ദ്വാംശോധ്യായാം ശ്രീ മൈത്രയവാചാം ദൃഷ്ടാത്മാനം പ്രവ്യസമേകത വൈന്യമാത്മവാൻ ആത്മനാവർത്തിത ശേഷസ്വാനസർഗ പ്രജാപതി ജഗതസ്തുഷ്ചാവിവൃത്തിദോ ധർമ്മമൃൽ സദാ നിഷ്പാദ്യേശ്വരാദേശോ യഥാർത്ഥമിഹയജ്ഞവാൻ ആത്മജേഷ്വാൽപജന്യസ്യവിരഹാദ്രുതീമിവ പ്രജാസ്വിമനസ്വേക സദാരോഗത്തമോവനം തത്രാപിതാഭിനയമോ വൈഖാനസ സുസുമ്മതേ ആരബ്ധമുഗ്രദവസി യഥാ സ്വവിജയപുരാം കന്ദമൂലഫലാഹാരം ശുഷ്കവർണാശനം കൊജൽ അപക്ഷാം കൊതുചിൽ പക്ഷാൻ വായുപക്ഷസ്തതപരം ഗ്രീഷ്മേമതമാ വീരോ വർഷാസ്വാരഷൺമുനി ആകണ്ണമഗ്നശിശിരേ ഉദകേ സ്തന്തിലേശയാം ശിക്ഷേദസംശയവദം ഇന്ദ്രിയേഷു മനസ്ഥാനി തന്മാത്രേഷു യഥോത്ഭവം ഭൂതാനി നാമുനിൽ കൃഷ്യ മഹത്യാത്മനി സന്ധതേ തം സർവഗുണവിന്യാസം ജീവേ മായാമയേന്യഥാൽ തം ചാനിഷയമാത്മസ്തം അസാവനുഷയീ ഭവാൻ ജ്ഞാനവൈരാഗ്യവീര്യണം സ്വരൂപസ്ഥോ ജഹാൽ പ്രഭോ അർച്ചിർണാമഹാരജ്ഞി തൽപത്നിഗതാവനം സുകുമാര്യദർഹാജയൽപദ്ഭ്യാം സ്പർശനം ഭുവാം അതീവ വർത്തുർവ്രതധർമ്മനിഷ്ഠയാ ശുശോഷയാദാർഷദേഹയാത്രയാ നാവിന്ദനാർത്തിം പരികർഷിതാവിസോ പ്രയസ്കര സ്പർശനമാന നിർവൃതിയും ദേഹം വിമന്ന അഖില ചേതനാദിയം പത്യുപ്രതിവ്യാദൈതസ്യ ജാൽപനം ആലക്ഷയിഞ്ചിച്ച് ൂരേഷു അഹോ ഇയം വധൂർത്തന്യാചൈവംഭുഭുജാപതിം സർവാത്മനാവതിം ഭേജയജ്ഞേശം ശ്രീർവധൂരിവ ശേഷാ നൂനം വൃത്യൂർധ്വമനുവൈന്യംപതിം സതിം പശ്യതാസ്മാനദീർഘ്യർച്ച ദുർവിഭാവീന കർമ്മണാം തേഷാം ഭുരാപം കിം തന്യമർത്യാനാം ഭഗവത്പദം ഭുവി ലോലായുഷോയേ വൈ നഷ്കർമ്മം സാധയൻ ദ്വിധ സവഞ്ജിതോ മദാൽപദോക്ഷേണ മഹതാ ഭുവി ലബ്ധാവർഗ്യം മാനുഷ്യം വിഷയേഷു വിഷജ്ജതേ ശ്രീ മൈത്രയവാചാം സുവദീഷമരസ്ത്രീഷുപതി ലോകം ഗതാവധൂ യം വാ ആത്മവിതാം ദുര്യോ വൈന്യ പ്രാപാച്യുതാശ്രയാം ഇത്തം ഭൂതാനുഭാവാസോ പൃഥുസഭവത്പൃഥു ൂർഘോതിമണ്ഡിത ഇതം സ്വസ്തേനം പുംസാം അമംഗല്യ നിവാരണം ധന്യം ശസ്യമായുഷ്യം സ്വർഗം കലിമലാവഹം ധർമാർത്ഥമോക്ഷാണം സമ്യക് സിദ്ധിയമപ്യുപ്സുവി ശ്രദ്ധയൈതനുശ്രാവ്യം ചതുർണാം കാരണം വരം ജയാഭിമുഖോ രാജാ ശ്രുത്വൈ തദ്ഭിയാദിയാൻ ബലിം തസ്മൈ ഹരന്യഗ്രേ രാജാന പ്രദവേയത മുക്താന്യസംഗോ ഭഗവത്യമലാം ഭക്തിമുദ്വഹൻ വൈന്യസേരിതം പുണ്യം ശൃണിയാ ചാവയേൽപടൽ വൈചിത്ര വീര്യാഭിഹിതം മഹൻ മഹാത്മ്യസൂചകം അസ്മിൻ കൃമനിർമർത്യം പാർത്ഥവ്യം ഗതിമാത്മയൽ അനുദിനമിതമാദരേണ ശൃൺവൻ പൃഥുചരിതം ഹൃദയൻ വിമുക്തസംഗ ഭഗവതി ഭവസിന്ധു മോദമാദേ സജനിഗുണം ലഭതേ രതിം മനുഷ്യ. സോ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദി ചാപ്റ്റർ 23 ആൻഡ് ദയർ എൻഡ്സ് ദി സ്റ്റോറി ഓഫ് പൃഥുമഹാരാജ്. ഫ്രം ആഫ്റ്റർ ദാറ്റ് ദി സ്റ്റോറി ഓഫ് പ്രാചീന ബർഹിസ് ബിഗിൻസ്. സോ ആസ് ഐ വാസ് സേയിങ് ഇൻ ദി ബിഗിനിങ് ദാറ്റ് ദി സ്റ്റോറി ഓഫ് Prachina Berhis, who came in the same family of Prudhu Maharaj,
is significant, and it is also very much similar to Daksha Prajapati story. Daksha story is also very much similar to that of Prajnaparhas. Prajnaparhas from the beginning developed this strange attachment to performing sacrifices, and that is how the name was given to him as Prajnaparhas, one who performed sacrifices one after the other. So when this continued for a long time, this is the interesting side of the Karmakanda section of the Vedas, that when one performs the Karmakandam for a long time, at some point in time one gets fed up with it also. So it seems that in the Bhagavatam, when you read, you get the understanding that Sri Narada Muni wanted to take Prajnaparhas away from the path of Karmakandam, because there are various reasons behind it. Normally, when one involves oneself too much in the Karmakandam or the activity side of life, naturally the desire for fruitive activities also develops in a person's heart. Unfortunately, in the case of Prajnaparhas, he had this understanding that worship of the Supreme Lord by performing sacrifices is the process, and nothing exists beyond than that. He came into this false conclusion. Many people do that, and it has happened in the past many times. So in the similar way, Prajnaparhas also came to the conclusion that knowledge, renunciation and devotion to Krishna is not so important, but rather more important thing is I should perform my sacrifices. He has got this conception very strongly in his mind, just like Daksha Prajapati had. The result was that Sri Narada Muni one day decided that he wanted to go and see Prajnaparhas and see if anything can be done to change this understanding. Because normally if ordinary person develops such an understanding, it is not so troublesome, because generally one person gets attached to karma. It is not, forget about even the Vedic activity, Vedic Karmakandam. Even in the ordinary life, if you take, one gets too attached to karma and the results from that, that karma which is binding him very strongly will bind him for and generate more material bodies for him in future. This is the basic understanding that Karmakandam, if it is not performed properly, Karmakandam is also damaging. It will cause trouble. But you can imagine, if one performs simply material activities without being even dependent on the Vedic injunctions, how much binding it could be in one's continuation of this material life in this world. In other words, when one ignores Vedic literature and engages in activities in this material world, the karmic reactions that comes from that could eternally give him a permanent position in this material world. There is no possibility of him freeing himself from this. That is the disadvantage of that. But whatever it is, if a king develops the same kind of attachment to Karmakandam, normally what will happen is the people also will follow the king. What the king does, that becomes yadyadacharate shrestha tatatadidare jana. So as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that if the king performs such activities, eventually the people will also become like that. We can see from the history before, in the case of King Vena became an atheist. The result was that all the people also became atheist in due course. So it very much depends on, in the case of a king or who is administering the nation, if their activities are not based on the Shastra or if they are not perfect examples, the people also in course of time become very much similar to their mentality, and they will also act in the same way. This has happened in the case of Vena. It has also happened in the case of Prudhu Maharaj. When Prudhu Maharaj was administering the planet, his management was such that automatically he engaged himself in spiritual activities and encouraged everyone to follow him. But the result was that people became happy not only in material life, even from the spiritual point of view, they started advancing much faster than normally what they would have. Or in other words, the king is supposed to be an example in his own personal life to others by engaging himself in spiritual activities and directing the society also in the same way. So in the case of Prajnaparhas, this is what was happening, that because he took to Karmakandam so strongly, then ordinary people also who were his subjects, they also were going in the same direction. And this is the reason why Sri Narada Muni decided to come and see him. when Narada Muni came to see him, strange enough that Prajina Varghese was spreading the grass again for the next sacrifice. So hardly just one is over and the next one was going to begin. So Narada Muni smiled and spoke to him, but Prajina Varghese was so busy engaged in his sacrifice, he did not have any interest in Narada Muni's way of life, nor he was not willing to take any interest in Narada Muni's instructions either. Just see, even when Karmakandam gets too much involved, even you can ignore devotees, and that too a great devotee like Sri Narada Muni. So Narada Muni did not take it very seriously, although his behavior was a little bit offensive to Sri Narada Muni. So he asked him, "Where are you coming from now?" He asked Narada Muni. But then in the next sentence he said, "What's the point in me asking you where you are coming from? Because as far as you are concerned, you haven't got a permanent place of residence. You are just wandering around chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What's the point in doing this?" This is what his question was. You haven't achieved anything in life, really, unless you sit down in one place and make some plan how to work in this world and how engage yourself in proper activities. Where can the result come? So Prajina Varghese, instead of Sri Narada Muni instructing Prajina Varghese started instructing Sri Narada Muni what he should do. So Sri Narada Muni heard all these things and understood that he is not ready for instruction yet. That his mind is so attached to Karmakandam that at this point in time, it was no point in instructing Prajina Varghese. He came to this conclusion, Sri Narada Muni. So instead of even taking a seat to have any discussion, Sri Narada Muni apparently left the scene immediately without further taking the matter further. And Prajina Varghese thought in his mind, Sri Narada Muni hasn't changed a little bit. He's still doing the same thing, no specifically any goal in life, simply engaged in chanting the Rama Krishna Govinda and wandering around like this. Nothing else he does. And how is he going to achieve something in life? Karmis also think the same way, isn't it? They also think that unless you do and work and hard, very hard in this world, where is the results going to come? And their attachment to the result is so strong that they think this whole world is running on their heads. So to such an extent, this Karmakandam is also very, very powerful in that way. So Prajina Varghese acted like this with Sri Narada Muni, and Narada Muni left the scene and went away from there without having any further discussions with him. So like that, time went on for a very, very long time. Prajina Varghese ruled the planet, continued performing these sacrifices one after the other. And eventually it came to the point that he was very, very disturbed in his mind. He found no meaning to this anymore. A point came to his own life that he was not finding it. He found it very meaningless, this continuously performing the Karmakanda section. So by now, he got married also. Prajina Varghese got married. And from the marriage, he had 10 children were born. And strange enough, these 10 children who were born from Prajina Varghese, they had one same consciousness. They looked alike and they also had a similar consciousness in them. All of them were devotees and all of them had a same attitude towards their father, towards Prajina Varghese. So Prajina Varghese married a girl named Shatadrudi. Shatadrudi was married to Prajina Varghese, and that relationship, Prachetas were born. Now, because there were 10 children and all 10 of them looked similar in their mind, body and consciousness, all together they were given one name as Prachetas. Prachetas means one who has got the good consciousness. So these Prachetas, they grew up in the palace of Prajina Varghese, and they were observing this, what was happening to Prajina Varghese. In course of time, the children grew up. Prachetas were grown up. When they grew up, naturally, at some point in their youth, they together approached Prajina Varghese and asked him what they should do as good children. Because generally in the Vedic system, it is the duty of the father to make sure that the children have grown up. And when they are grown up, they are given proper guidance and instruction to live a life which is appropriate from a spiritual point of view. So with this intention, Prajina Varghese was approached by Prachetas. One good quality Prachetas had was, because although they were in their youth, all the bad influences of the youth, of the age, of the teenagers and the youth has not influenced them yet. They were free from that. they had that good consciousness to ask their father in humility what they should do in their life. So when this question came up, Prajnaparahis was not able to guide them properly. He was in a difficulty because he has engaged himself in this karmakandam whole life. And from this karmakandam, he has not gained anything. All he has learned was that he was getting mentally dissatisfied. He was not feeling any satisfaction. And he found, because he was a king also, he found it is the same attitude everywhere throughout the planet. So he told Prajedas that there is nothing I can give you as an instruction. All I can tell you is this, that I have been performing these sacrifices throughout my life, but today I'm not feeling any satisfaction from that. But my advice to you will be that because there is a Supreme Personality of Godhead mentioned in the Vedic literature as who is the controller of everything, perhaps you should go to the forest and perform penances there. By performing penances, you will automatically get the opportunity to see the Supreme Lord and then take instructions from him and ask him what you should do. This is how Prajnaparahis instructed his children Prajedas. The Prajedas were instructed like this. So Prajedas received this instruction, and what understanding they had. Prajedas had no clue how to perform tapasya or penances. How could they get that? Because after all, Prajnaparahis was a karmadha, like Dashaprajapati, only interested in karmakandam. And one who is interested in karmakandam, he will have no knowledge of meditation and penances and tapas and all that. All this is unknown to him. And neither the children had any knowledge of it. So this is how it is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that Prajedas were given the instruction to go to the forest and perform penances. And by performing penances, they will get an opportunity to see the Supreme Lord one day. And by his mercy, he will be able to understand what is the goal of life. This is how he was instructed. You will see throughout Srimad Bhagavatam the same way instructions given by the parents. Like Maharaj Rishabhadeva also instructed his children in the same way to perform. Nayam deho deha vajan raloke kashtan kama narhade vidbhujamye tapo divyam putragayena sattvam shuddhye dasmal brahma saukhyam tvanandam. That's how Rishabhadeva instructed his children. So similarly, our Prajnaparahis instructed Prajedas in the same way. Prajedas started their journey. They started walking from the kingdom. They kept going through the forest, kept on walking through the forest, not knowing what they should do. They had no clear understanding what they had to do. They didn't know how to perform tapas, how to perform penances. There is a process for all these things, and unless you have somebody who can instruct you and guide you in these things, it may not work out properly. That is also there, that before one goes into the forest, one should approach an acharya, receive from him the mantra-upadesham or the mantra what one should chant. And then one should sit in one position in a proper way that he is able to focus his mind completely on the mantra, what has been given to him, and realize it by chanting it repeatedly for a certain number of years or months or whatever that is. Anyway, our Prajedas had no information, had no knowledge how to do this. So they kept walking for a very, very, very long time. They went through the forest. Sometimes they will sit together, they will discuss each other what they should do. They had no clue still. And in this way, they carried on their journey. Eventually, it says in the Srimad Bhagavatam that they reached the seashore on the western side. That means the Arabian seashore, right from from Bombay, right up to the tip of Kanyakumari. That seashore they have reached, on the western seashore. When they reached there, almost before they reached the seashore, they found a very, very large lake there. And this large lake, from this large lake, they could hear music and dance, and people were dancing, and a lot of music were coming in from there. And Prajedas were completely surprised to hear this music, and also a lot of people coming from that lake outside. So naturally, because of the music, their attention turned towards the lake, and they started looking at the lake. And from the lake came out Lord Shiva, Shri Parvati, and all the other Gandharvas along with him. They all came up from the lake. Prajedas saw them. Prajedas had no idea who is Lord Shiva is. Even to such an extent, they were ignorant about everything and about these matters. But at the same time, when they saw Lord Shiva coming out of this lake, they were very much surprised to see his nature, that personality who came, Lord Shiva, in his very powerful form, accompanied by Sri Parvati, and all the Gandharvas who were accompanying were glorifying Lord Shiva at that time. So as soon as Lord Shiva saw Prajedas there, he came forward towards Prajedas and called them close by and asked them that, are you the Prajedas? And Prajedas were surprised that he seems to know us very well. How could this happen? Before he could say, Lord Shiva asked again, you are the children of Prajina Brahis, aren't you? So this again made them think, he even knows my father, they said. They started thinking like this. And then the next question is more important. Oh, have you come to see, to perform penances, find the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And immediately Prajedas paid their obeisances to Lord Shiva. That he was able to read what was in their mind, that is what amazed them. First of all, their identity was revealed by Lord Shiva without any difficulty. Secondly, he also seems to be familiar with their father. And third thing, when he said that, you have come to perform penances to please the Supreme Lord, isn't it? When they asked this, when Lord Shiva mentioned this, Prajedas could not say anything except to pay their full obeisances to Lord Shiva. So that is what has happened at that time. So when this incident happened, Lord Shiva said to Prajedas that anyone who is looking for Krishna is very dear to me. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is very dear to me, because as soon as I see a devotee who comes into spiritual life and who is inquiring after Krishna, there is nobody more dear to me than him. This is how Lord Shiva mentioned that. In Bhagavatam, it is mentioned very clearly. Bhagavandam Vasudevam Prabhannosmim Prayohime. That there is no one who is more dear to me than that person who is trying to perform penances to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. This is Lord Shiva's statement. And Lord Shiva, being the greatest of all the devotees, is the Mahabhagavatam, is the greatest among the devotees from whom the another parampara of Krishna's devotees comes in, that Lord Shiva said to them, that do you know what you have to do? Prajeda said that we have no clue what we have to do. This was the answer. Father told them, because father had no idea. So father told them, just go to the forest and perform penances. Now they have come here and they had no idea what they should do. So have you received any instructions of what mantra you have to chant? Prajeda said, no, we have no mantras. So Lord Shiva smiled apparently, that they have come to perform penances, they don't even know what mantra they wanted to chant. And then he asked them, do you know where to sit for this, to chant the mantra? He said, no. Prajedas had no clue. They were completely, what we call in English language today, is total neophytes. So this was their position. And Lord Shiva, seeing that their desire to please Krishna and their desire to find the Absolute Truth, that inquisitiveness in them, made him to instruct them what is known in the Srimad Bhagavatam as Rudragidam. Rudragidam was instructed by Lord Shiva to Prajedas. And Prajedas were told to chant this Rudragidam for how many times? Akshara Laksham. In other words, 100,000 times, count the number of letters in the Rudragidam and you multiply it by 100,000, and that number of times they were supposed to chant this mantra, which will take at least 9 to 10,000 years to chant. This was the instruction. So why it was necessary to chant for so long? That question automatically comes. Any Vedic mantra, when it is being to be perfected, it requires completely focused mind and a long period of serving that mantra with full dedication. That is how the mantra becomes effective in course of time. That is why any mantra, when you chant that mantra, in the Srimad Bhagavatam there are so many instances, Narayana Kavacham later on in the sixth canto, and similarly this Rudragidam, earlier we have seen that that Lord Brahma instructing Lord Shiva. And so many prayers are mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Any of these prayers are capable of releasing one from the material existence. they have the potency in it. Provided one has the ability to chant the number of times required as instructed by the spiritual master, and for the period of time instructed by the spiritual master. So, in our case, Rudragidam was instructed to Prachedas by Lord Shiva, who is their spiritual master now, and he told them that you should chant this till you become perfected. And Akshara Lakshana, that means number of letters in the Rudragidam multiplied by 100,000, that number of times they have to chant these prayers. Prachedas started looking at each other. What are we supposed to do now? This seems to be a insurmountable task. Like we also say sometimes, 16 rounds, that's a lot, isn't it? This 16 rounds is too much. If we can manage with 4, I think it's not a bad thing. But sometimes we say 1 round is a day, I think, if it can do with it, it's good. But look at this. This is where the difference between us and them. That they had that kind of lifespan, they had that kind of determination, and that kind of desire to free themselves from this entanglement. We don't have that desire, we don't have that strength also, and we are very busy in this world with so many other commitments also. So anyway, this is the Kali and the Satyugam, difference in the Kali and Satyuga. You can see from there. So when Lord Shiva mentioned to Prachedas, Prachedas asked the question that how do we control our mind? This was the question from Prachedas to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva said that system, while controlling the breathing process, there is known as pranayama. Pranayama process is void, which has got 3 subdivisions. One is puragam. Puragam means absorbing the air inside. Kumbhaga means holding that breath forever. And then after certain number of times, a certain amount of time, you release the air, which is known as a state of life. So that once you are in kumbhagam, the prana inside does not move anymore. It is completely still. In other words, to get that concentration and focus of the mind is so difficult that Lord Shiva understood the situation with Prachedas and just told them, you go into the water, go and sit there, nothing will happen. And in a very, very short time, they could understand that the prana inside, the living force inside, has become still, exactly like in a yogi's body. An Ashtanga yogi who has developed by practicing yoga system to such a degree, how much he is able to control his prana inside, to that degree he has controlled the prana inside. And therefore there was no difficulty for Prachedas to come out from the water. And in the Pashimal Bhagavadam, very clearly and explicitly mentioned, they spend 10,000 years inside this water performing these penances. And these 10,000 years of penances of Prachedas inside the water, After that, they came out from there, and by now they have already understood. They have already had the vision of the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord has instructed them to go back to the palace to see the Prachina Barhis. So something was happening at this time. Everything was very closely observed by Sri Narada Muni. Sri Narada Muni is a very interesting person. That he makes sure that whatever he wants to do, even if it takes a little time, just like when Krishna was appearing, you can notice there also, Narada Muni was the organizer behind the scene. Everything was going on. He goes to Kamsa, talks to him, finds out what the situation, goes back to Goloka, sees there what's happening there, but Krishna's preparation to come. And in this way, everything is being coordinated very well by Sri Narada Muni. So Narada Maharshi came at that time, thought in his mind, that what's happening now? He heard that Prachedas has gone to perform penances in the forest, and they were sent by Prajina Barhis himself. This is what he could not believe it. He was so shocked hearing that Prajina Barhis had sent his children to perform penances in the forest. He was expecting that Prajina Barhis will engage him in performing sacrifices again, but instead here he is saying that Prajina Barhis had sent the Prachedas, his children, to forest to perform penances. So Narada Muni was automatically interested in this. So the next thing he did was, he thought it's probably time for me now to make a visit again to see Prachina Barhis. So Sri Narada Muni immediately prepared himself to make a visit. He came this time. when he came this time, there was a drastic change in Prajina Barhis' attitude. Prajina Barhis, who spoke last time to Narada Muni to sit down in one place and do something, was asking Sri Narada Muni, how can I become like you? So this is the change of heart that has happened. So Sri Narada Muni said to him, that why, what happened to you? He said, Prajina Barhis said, I have performed these penances for so long a time, but I do not feel any happiness from this. He said, when Prajina Barhis was talking like this to Sri Narada Muni, there was a window in the room through which Sri Narada Muni was looking outside. He was looking through that window outside. And again he will listen to Prajina Barhis. And the window was facing the south side. So at that time Prajina Barhis thought, what is this Narada Muni looking through this window all the time? He's looking through the window and then he turns back and starts talking to Prajina Barhis. So at some point Prajina Barhis asked Sri Narada Muni, what's that you're looking at? There is something going on there. I can't see anything, he said. My dear king, Sri Narada Muni told Prajina Barhis, just touch me and have a look through the window, he said. So he asked Sri Narada Muni, asked Prajina Barhis to touch him and to look through the window. In other words, Sri Narada Muni gave Prajina Barhis what is known as Jnana Drishti. Drishti means to see beyond the three states of existence. So all the great sages have this potency. Sri Narada Muni, Vasishtha, Vishwamitra, they all have this. So they told Sri Narada Muni, told Prajina Barhis, and when he gave him this ability to see beyond the three states of existence, what did Prajina Barhis see at that time? Prajina Barhis, when he looked through the window, what he could see was there were a number of animals standing there. And these animals, they had their horns all nicely covered with strong metal, and they were talking to each other. What were they talking? Animals are talking to each other that, do you know that Prajina Barhis, he has sacrificed me in one of his sacrifices. I'm waiting here. He will come this way when he leaves his body and I will take revenge on him. This is the way they were conversing each other. The animals were talking to each other. Prajina Barhis got completely frightened hearing this conversation between the animals. See, this Sri Narada Muni was trying to make him realize the karmakanda section, where it can lead to if it is done with wrong understanding and if one gets attached to it in this way. So Prajina Barhis heard this conversation and he said to Sri Narada Muni, none of the Purohits or priests have ever told me about this, that karmakandam has a result like this. Sri Narada Muni said, my dear king, it is no point in now talking about it. What has happened in the past has happened. Now, to this mind of Prajina Barhis, Sri Narada Muni was trying to develop some understanding, spiritual knowledge, devotion and renunciation in his heart, which is a very, very difficult thing in the case of karmatas. Karmata means one who is so strongly attached to karma. And we can see that also in this world, when one is very, very busy in their life, with their work and their attachment and their result, and they're managing big business or industry or whatever it is, if the mind is so absorbed in that, you tell them about chanting Hare Krishna, they'll say, look, I'll give you 10 pounds, don't bother me, leave me alone. This will be the answer. Why? Because they are so attached to their work, their so-called work. And this karma from the very beginning in the Bhagavadam is mentioned. How much karma can bind you and put this rope around you in this tree, in this world. And that is the power of karma. And no one can escape from karma easily, no matter who it is. Right from the strong, big personalities of this world to the lowest person, everyone is absorbed by, controlled by karma. So that karma, when it is in the karmakanda form, which is much more attractive to the kings, they were controlled by this, and naturally it was no attraction to them. And so therefore it requires tremendous effort to pull them out of that karma consciousness. Or in other words, the attachment to karma is so powerful that unless one is somehow or the other, by the mercy of a pure devotee alone, it is possible to understand that beyond this karma exists something more. And that is what life is meant for. And therefore, in the Vedas also, although Vedic literature talks about karma kanda elaborately, jnana kandam and upasana kandam, or the cultivation of spiritual knowledge and devotion, is considered to be the higher goal of life, not exactly engaging in karma kandam. So Vedavyasa Maharshi explains these things through Mahabharatam and through all the Srimad Bhagavatam and all the other Puranas also.
So our Prajina Mahesu got caught up in this, was unable to escape from that, and it required a tremendous effort from Sri Narada Muni. So Sri Narada Muni showed this to him and told him, my dear king, there is not much. Prajina Mahesu was saying, the children have gone for performing penances. Let them come back and I will pass on this kingdom to them, and then I will do what you want to do. This was Prajina Mahesu's answer. Sri Narada Muni told Prajina Mahesu, I don't think, my dear king, there is enough time left in life. And you can go on making plans in your life forever, but there is no time. Time is a shortage, and there is a limited amount of time. So before trying to engage the king in the instructions, Sri Narada Muni spoke what is known as Puranjanobhakhyanam. Puranjanobhakhyanam is the story of a king, and it runs into five chapters. In these five chapters, Sri Narada Muni presents the story of a king in this planet, and by presenting this story to Prachina Bharatis, Sri Narada Muni made him understand the path a jiva or living entity follows in its material existence in this planet. That is what that whole story is about. And only thing is, instead of openly telling him that this is what happens to the jiva or living entity, he made this story in such a way and presented in five chapters to Prajina Mahesu, and that is what is known as Puranjanobhakhyanam, which takes about five chapters. In that five chapters, this story is presented. And by now, Prachetas who have gone there, they have continued their penances, and eventually they had the good fortune of having the darshan of the Supreme Lord. And this place is the place where Prachetas performed these penances. And that lake, which was so vast at that time, has shrunk into a very, very small lake. And that is that lake today is the lake of the temple at Guruvayur. That temple is the lake where this Prachetas performed these penances. And side by side, before the temple was the deity was installed there, Lord Shiva's temple already existed there. And that temple, which is known as Mamiyur, which is only 2 kilometers from this temple, existed there from that time onwards. So Lord Shiva's presence there, and Lord Shiva's instructions to Prachetas, which is known as Rudragidam in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and Prachetas performing these penances inside the water for 10,000 years in the Satyugam, and later on, from then on, Prachetas were instructed to go and get married by the Supreme Lord. And that is how they came back and they married Marisha, the Mrikshakanyaka. In other words, by the time Prachetas have come away from the forest, from the palace, the whole ground was completely covered with forest. Because for some time there was no king. Prajina Bharatis was instructed by Sri Narada Muni through Puranjana's story. And as soon as the story was spoken, Prajina Bharatis understood that there was not much time left. So instead of waiting for the children to come back, Prajina Bharatis immediately left the palace, went to the forest, and acted according to Sri Narada Muni's instruction and released himself from this material world. That is what Prajina Bharatis did. But because the Prajetas were not returned and Prajina Bharatis has left the palace, the ministers had to manage the administration, and the result was that for quite a major part of the earthly planet was covered by a forest. And that Vrikshas, or the forest, their daughter, was married by Prachetas later. And to Prachetas and this daughter of the forest, the Daksha Prajapati again took birth as their son. As their son, he took again birth and then continued the process of progeny or creation, continued from there. So that is how that story continues. So here, what you will notice now is that our Prajina Bharatis, who was instructed by Sri Narada Muni, took the advantage of that story. And the story is also very interesting. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is not many stories as such like this. This is the only story which has been given as allegorical. In other words, just to explain the message, he put it in the form of a story and spoken about it. But if you go through that story, you will see that how proper it was to present it in that form, in the form of a story, and how Prajina Bharatis found even then to understand it properly. And because it was all spoken in a paroksham means in a very covered manner. And so that
Narada Muni didn't want to frighten him straight away, talking to him about everything, what was in waiting. Rather, he explained it in this way, in the form of a story of Puranjana story, and that Puranjana story is representing the life of a living entity in this world. So generally, Puranjana means Puram Janayadi Iti Puranjana. That is how the definition is. That means this Puranjana and us, we have a very close relationship also. That's also very interesting, because in the Srimad Bhagavatam, many of the personalities who come, they all seem to do a lot of things what we also do in this world. There's not much different. Our Puranjana story is this, that this was, it was the name of a king who lived somewhere in this planet. And his nature was such that he enjoyed constructing houses all the time. He will construct one house, moving. After some time, he will say, he didn't like it. He'd say, this house is not good enough for me. He'll break the whole thing, start building another one. Exactly like us. We stay 3-4 years in one house, put it on sale, then move on, get the estate agent, and then start looking for another property. So never satisfied in one property, always trying, there'll be some reason to change also. So Puranjana seems to be that always in touch with the estate agent. He was always talking about changing and building new houses. Every time he built a new house, he was not happy with it. He found that the facilities are not good enough. Either the weather was not good or the facilities were not good. Something or the other, he found some problem in living in one place. So he kept moving from one place to another in this world. So many places he traveled, and wherever he went, he built new houses. And that is how he started his life. There is not a lot of history about Puranjana's background, who this Puranjana is, who was his parents, where did he come from. All these things are not mentioned. But there is one reference to Puranjana in the Bhagavatam, that he had one friend with whom he always consulted. In other words, whenever he had difficulties in life, he consulted this friend, it says. So the friend also, the so-called friend, helped him also when he was in difficulty. So that is how Puranjana lived. And then Puranjana continued this journey one after the place. He will go from place to place, never happy anywhere, living in one place. Eventually, it says in the Srimad Bhagavatam that he crossed the Himalaya mountains and came to the south side of Himalayas. That means today what is known as the Bharatavarsham. That is where he came down to. So when he crossed Himalayas and came down to the south side of Himalayas, there he thought perhaps the weather looked very nice, and also he found that the place was full of vegetation. And overall, by seeing the nature and the weather conditions and everything, he felt immensely pleased with the place. And he thought, maybe I should live here. This thought came up to his mind. But then he was thinking that now I have to start the construction of another house here. Already he has built many, many houses and broken them before. Now he has to build another one. So thinking about all these things, he was wandering around in the forest. It was suddenly that then he saw a palace appearing there in front of him. And he saw this palace, and he saw the palace, he saw the beauty of the palace, and then he just wanted to have it to himself. That desire came up suddenly. He said, why should I get involved in another construction of another house? Rather, if I can get that palace, it is not a bad thing, that I could move in straight away and continue my life there. The place looks good, the weather looks, seems to be nice, and perhaps this is what my friend wants me to do. In that way, he came over. So it looks like this in the Bhagavatam, that when he was looking at the palace, suddenly from the palace, a very respectably dressed lady walked out with another 8 or 10 of her maidservants. They came out from the palace. When this young lady came out, Puranjana's mind started throbbing. He started looking at her and seeing her beauty. Puranjana thought to himself, who could be this lady? Is her parents living there? Or is she married? This is the kind of desires what is building up in his mind. So Puranjana thought for a while and looked at that lady for some time, thinking that how should I begin my conversation with her? This was in his mind. Strange enough, at that very moment, this lady along with all her servant maids started walking towards Puranjana. Puranjana was waiting there. And Puranjana saw this, and when she came closer, Puranjana started inquiring from her, what is her background, who is she, who is her parents, and why is she living here, who owns this palace, because Puranjana's eyes were on the palace more than anything else. So he was asking her, who owns this palace? How could I get the possession of this palace and things like that? So when he asked this question, this lady understood that Puranjana has a strong desire to live in the householder life. Householder ashram is very much in desire, is desiring that. So the lady said to him that you can have that, because Puranjana's question was, is it possible to rent it? This lady said, there is no need to rent it, you can have it straight away. But there's only one condition, that if you want to have this palace, you have to marry me. This was the condition. Puranjana thought to himself, whom did I see in the morning today? I got a good-looking, beautiful girl as my wife. She wants me to marry him. She's also providing me a complete facilities to live in this world, a palace-like place. What more can one young man expect in this world? So with this thought, Puranjana was in bliss, total bliss in his mind. Puranjana said to her, there is no problem, I'm ready for that, he said. So she said to him that there are certain conditions, strings attached to it. It's not all that simple, because in this world also, when suddenly somebody offers you so much, you have to look at the strings very carefully, or what we say, the small letters at the bottom of the document. So similarly, this document, what Puranjani brought forward, was also very much a document like that. It looks like that from the Srimad Bhagavatam. If you read, the document is mentioned there, and the small letters, what's mentioned there. So Puranjani, this lady who came, he has even forgotten to ask her what her name was. Apparently in those days, they decided to marry each other. Husband never asked wife's name. They used to manage without calling them by name. That was the custom then. Similarly, wives also never mention husband's name anytime. Today, if we don't allow the wives to call you by name, they get offended. Similarly, wife also gets offended if the husband doesn't call her by name. So much we have such close relationships. But that was not the system then. That is, it looks like that from the Bhagavatam. You can see this. That they didn't call each other, as a matter of respect, they never called each other by name anytime. So they used to manage without calling name in their own way, with signals and languages, in a way they were able to communicate without calling each other by their name. So anyway, this happened. So Puranjan wanted to know her name very much. And the document was given, and Puranjana signed his name there. And then he thought, when she signs the name, I will find out what her name was. What did she do? She signed at the bottom, Srimati Puranjani, like that. So Puranjanan has signed, at the bottom she signed Srimati Puranjani. Sriman Puranjanan and Srimati Puranjani were signed. So there was no way of finding out the name. It was Puranjanan and his wife was Puranjani. So they got married in that way. But when Puranjani came there, along with Puranjani, there was a serpent accompanying her. And this serpent had five heads. With the five heads, this serpent came along. And Puranjani introduced the serpent to Puranjana. Puranjana was a bit frightened seeing the serpent accompanying all the time, and said, this is my minister who travels with me all the time, and he guards this palace. Once you come and see the palace where we live, you see inside the palace and the different facilities in the palace, you will realize why we require this a special security system like this. It was a special security system which was unheard of before. So in that palace, Puranjani took Puranjana there. And in the palace, she started showing the different towers. There were so many towers in the palace, and Puranjani gave them different numbers and told them, there is 9 towers in the forest, and 7 of them are on the top side, and 2 of them are on the bottom side of the palace. So she took him around on a tour of this new palace, and was showing him all the different openings from different gates opening to different directions. Some gate opening to Panjalam, which is Punjab. Another one opening to KKM. Another one to Kausalam. And like that, different gates opening to different directions. And everywhere you go, you are seeing this serpent all the time guarding the particular entrance gate. So Puranjanan was a little bit shocked to see how come she, this serpent is present everywhere? In whichever tower they go, he could see the serpent there. So he asked her, how come the serpent? She said, that is the speciality of the serpent. He is capable of being present everywhere. And therefore, that therefore I have given the special position to the serpent, to guard this fort. Puranjana lived there for a very, very long time in extreme happiness, enjoying his householder life with Puranjani. And after some time, he also got a little bit fed up. That's natural, isn't it? You live in one place for a long time, in one particular lifestyle. Then after a while, you also feel a little bit, wanted some change. As they say, a change is better than... So he wanted a change. So suddenly he remembered his days before when he used to go for hunting. So ending in the forest, and how he used to kill animals and used to enjoy that. So this desire to go back to hunting again came to him one day. So without informing Puranjani, one day Puranjana decided to go on a hunting expedition. He told some, there were plenty of servants to serve them there in the palace. So he arranged a few of the servants whom he thought could be of great help in his hunting expedition, and he requested them to accompany him. So without Puranjani's knowledge, Puranjana went on a hunting for a few days with them, and he wanted that changed for himself to have some fun. So he went into the forest and disturbed all the animals there, and he was chasing the animals, shooting them one after the other, and spent some time like this. And it took a while for him to return back to the palace again. So it was by then, what happened in the palace was, Puranjani, when she realized that Puranjani had gone away, she was in a trauma. She was in a completely disturbed state of mind, that she stopped eating, stopped sleeping, and in a unconscious state was lying down. All her maidservants, they tried to encourage her to live a normal life and to bathe herself and to clean herself and to eat food, but nothing was working. She was in a total devastated situation. So Puranjani was living like this. Puranjana was in the forest hunting. After many days, Puranjana came back to the palace again. But here again, Vedavyasa Maharshi has used some humor in their relationship. After the marriage, what kind of person was Puranjanan? That's mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Puranjanan was such, if Puranjani smiles, Puranjanan will smile. If Puranjani cries, Puranjani cries, Puranjanan will also cry. If Puranjani eats, Puranjanan will also eat. If Puranjani sleeps, Puranjanan will sleep. In other words, he was such a person that completely controlled by Puranjani's moods, that is what was keeping him going in this world. And in a very, very humorous way, Vedavyasa Maharshi says those things in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So he spoke all this, he did all these things, and when he went away into the forest, the separation was so unbearable for Puranjani. Puranjani was lying unconscious. So when Puranjani came back from the forest, he saw the state of mind of Puranjani, and he started speaking to her. In the Bhagavatam, Puranjani talks, trying to bring Puranjani back into normal life, normal state of mind. So after a long conversation, Puranjani came back to her senses. After hearing from Puranjana's words, Puranjana was trying to please her by all possible means, by instructing her in various things, and so many nice things he spoke to her. Eventually, Puranjana came back to her senses. So the story goes on like this. I will stop here now, because the rest of the story is another part of it, which I will continue on next Sunday. Because Puranjana Vakyanam goes into 5 chapters. It's the first 2 chapters talks about all these incidents, what happened. And the remaining part, in other 3 chapters, Vedavyasa Maharshi is telling us what Puranjana Vakyanam is all about. And that message was given to Srinarada Muni. But Srinarada Muni gave this story to Prajina Varghese, who up to this point, Prajina Varghese did not understand one word of what all this was all about, the story was all about. So we'll come back to that on the next Sunday. Prior to that, I'll just read those chapters. chapter 24, Shri Maitreya Vacha. Vijidashwadi Raja Asil Pradamutra Pradushava Yaviyo Bhyoda Dalkashta Bradrabhyo Bradraval Salaha Hariyachaya Adishal Prajim Dumbrageshaya Dakshinam Pradijim Vrgasam Yaya Turiyam Dravina Sevibhu Andardhanagadim Shakra Labdhva Andardhanasam Ida Abhatya Trayamadhatta Shikanyam Susammadam Pavaga Pavamanasya Shiritekneya Pura Sishtashavadulpanna Punaryoge Gadingadaha Andardhana Vandapasutyam Havirdhanam Avindada Sa Indramashahartaram Idvaravina Jagnivan Yajnyam Vrtim Karadhanam Danda Shulkadi Darunam Anyamanu Durga Satram Vyajena Visasarjaha Tatrabiham Samburisham Paramatman Matmadek, Yamstan Lokalamavam, Shalina Samathina, Havirdhana, Havirdhani, Idurastu Dashal Sudan, Berhisham Gayam Shukam, Krishnam Satyam Jadabradam, Berhishal Sumahabhago, Havirdhani Prajabadi, Kriyakandishanado, Yogesh Guru Duha, Yasidam Devayam, Anuyatam Vidanyada, Rajina Grey Kushirasi, Astradam Masudhavanam. Samudrim Devadevotam, Obeyeshadrim, Yamichadaru Sarwangim, Kishoyam Sustalangranam, Parikavandi Mudwahi, Chakamig Nishukimiva Vimadasuragandaram, when he sent an Adorega, Vidasuria the Shuk, Rayandeo Pure, Rajina Varshisha Putra, Shadadrutyam, the Shapavan, Tulanamabrada Sarve, Tharmasnada, Prajena Saha, Pitra the Shabra Sarge, Tavasir Namavishan, the Shavasha Sahasrani, Tavasacham, Tavaspadim. Yaduktamadi Drishtena, Girishena Prasidada, Ujayando Javanascha, Pujayanascha Samyadam, Vidravaja, Prasida Sam Giritreno Yasil Padi Sankama, Idahara Prasano, Brahman Madartaval, Sankamaki Prashe, Shivani Hashirinam, Burla Homene of the Duke, Sangadim of Hipsidam, Almara Mubiastusia, Logal Pasirata, Shakya Yutovijadi, Korea, Pavan, Pavam, Shri Maitreya Prajeda Sabidu Wakim, Chirasada, Isatawa, the Shampridim Prayus, Tabasya, the Jeda Saha, Samudramma Vistirna, Vashim, Sumahal Sara, Mahanmanami was Swacham, Prasanna Salila Shayam, Nil Electoral Param Hojam, Kalkari, Divaragam, Amsasara Sakrahum, Karandavani Gujidam, Matta Brahmana Sauswadim, Hosteromadam, Grivam, Paramakwalpagosha, Jodi, Chival Pamanul Savam, Tatra Gantavamagarnam, Divyamagamanu, Haram, Mrs. Murayavutraste, Prasangavanavadianu, Tarheva Surasaspan, Ishkramanam, Sahanam, Ubagiyaman. Program with Hanagi, Dr. Hemigaya from Shitting and Logan, Sarasumham, Misha Prane, Mujada Gaudugaha, Salan Provenati, Hedopagan, Tamavel Sala, Tarmatian, Hila Sampan, Prida Pridan Wajaham, Shri Rutrawajam, you will manage the Putra with the investigation and a Gahai Badram, Eva Medarshanam Kadam, Yaparam for the Sasha to Ranaji or some Idal, Bagavan Damasudevam, Provenasa Prio Hime. Sudharmanishta Shadayanma Vipuman, Vininjalami Rita Paramhima, Avyagram Bhagavad Oda Vaishnavam, Padamyadaham Vibhuda Kalate, Adavagodayu Embriyasta Bhagavan Yitha, Namad Bhagavadanam Ja, Prayan and Yusika Hijil, Idam Vivitam Japta Vimba Vitram Mangalambaram, Ishrayasakaram Ja, Vishwayanam Tadvadamivam, Shri Maitreya Vacha, Ityunikrosha Kalayo Bhagavana Hanam Shiva, Vadanjan Indaja Utran, Narayana Varovaja, Shri Rudra Vacha, Jitam the Matma Vidhudistate, Hostilastami, Pavadarana Saradam, Sarvasma, Malpani Namam, Nama Pangadana Bhaya Buddha Sushmendri Alpani, Vasudeva Shandaya, Kodastaya Surajashem, Sangarshaya Sushmaya, Durandaya, Andagaya, Namo Vishaprahodaya, Pradimnaya and Ralpani, Namo Namo Nirthaya, Shigeshendri Alpani, Nama Pramhamsaya, Purnaya and Ralpani, Sorgava Gadwara, Nityam Shishadayama, Namo Hiraniviria, Chalhotrai and the Way, Namo Utu Shetraya, Padayet, and the Set, Tatiza Jivanam, Namasarvas Alpani, Sarvasatu Alpa de Haim Sheshai, Soviese, Stavias, Namastrai Lokivara, Samojo Belaja, Artalinga, I don't say no wonder, but here Alpani, Namapunya Logaya, Mushmay, we watch the same. Provertai, Nurtai, Abil Deva, Ekramani, Namotama Vagaya, Pativi Dukanai Jam, Namastamashi Shami, Shamanavik and Alpani, Namotama, Mukade, Krishnaya, Guntame the same. Purushaya Puranaya, Sankhayogi Shraya, Shakti Trasamida, Amirushi Hangal Alpani, Chedamaku di Dubaya, Namuaja, Pudim, Darshan Nodi Rachunam, Dehi, Bagwadarchinam, Rubam Brayam, Swanam, Sarvendi Gunanjanam, Ninga Pravat Kanesham, Sarasolari Sangraham, Charvai, Zurbaham, Sajadrijananam, Batmakoshamashalacham, Sundar Prusanasiam, Sudijam, Sukabal. Sukapolasium, Samagana Vipushanam, Pretty Prasida Panga Mangala, Rubashubidam, Lesel Pangajakinjelkam, Gula Prashtakundalam, Sural Kirida Kavalam, Haranubira Makanam, Sangajakrakabalam, Alamanitamatimel, Simhaskandu Pushobi, Bril Sobaka Shivakal, Sobaka Givakosuham, Shiana Bainyam, Shutan Gashash Moras or Lesel, Pura Reza, something of Malibal Gudalo, then Prisankamaya Dusham, Abhavatagiriam. Shama Shonidru Vishnu Sona Makanam, Samajarum Krijabarum, Nimnajan Sudarshanam.
ക്രിയാകലാപൈരിതമേവ യോഗിനം ശ്രദ്ധാന്വിതാ സാധു ജയന്തി സിദ്ധേ ഭൂതേന്ദ്രിയാന്തഃകരണോപലക്ഷിതം ഭവേദേശ തന്ത്രേ ചത ഏവ ഗോവിദാഃ ത്വമേകമാദ്യ പുരുഷ സുപ്ത ശക്തി സ്തയാ രജ സത്തു നമോ വിവിദ്യതേ മഹാനഹംഖം മരുതഗ്നിവാർധന സുരക്ഷയോ ഭൂതഗണാമിതം യദാഃ സ്തുഷ്ടം സശക്തിയോദമനുപ്രവിഷ്ടം ചതുർവിധം പുരമാത്മാംശകേന അധോ വിദുഷ്ടം പുരുഷം സന്തമന്തർഭുങ്ക്തേ കൃഷികൈർ മധുസാരഹമ്യാം സ ഏഷ ലോകാദിചണ്ഡവേഗോ ഏഷസിത്വം ഖലു കാലയാന ഭൂതാനി ഭൂതൈരനുമേയതത്വോ ഘനാവലിർവായുരിവാവിഷ ത്വമേവാത്മാനമാത്മസ്ഥം സർവഭൂതേഷു അസ്ഥിതം ഭുജയധ്വം കൃണന്തശ്ചാ ധ്യായന്തശ്ചാ സകൃദ്ധയം യോഗാദേശമുപാസാദ്യം ധാരയന്തോ മുനിവ്രതാ സമാഹിതദേ സർവം ഏതദപ്യ സദാധൃതാഃ ഇദമാഹപുരസ്താങ്കം ഭസ്മാ ഭഗവാൻ വിശ്വസൃക്പതി മൃഗാദീനാമാത്മജാനാം സസൃഷ്ടു സംസൃക്ഷതാം തേ വയം നോദിദാസേ പ്രജാസർഗേ പ്രജേശ്വര അനേധ്വസ്തമസാ സൃഷ്ടോ വിവിധ പ്രജാ അങ്ങേ അധീതം നിത്യദായിത്വോ ച വർണ്ണവഹിതപ്പുവാൻ അജിനാമാശ്രയമാപ്നോതി വാസുദേവപരായണാഃ ശ്രേയസാമിഹ സർവേഷാം ജ്ഞാനം നിശ്രേയസം വരം സുഖം ധൃതി ദുഷ്പാരം ജ്ഞാനോർണവം യ ഇമം ശ്രദ്ധയാ യുക്തോ മൽഗീതം ഭഗവത്സവം അധീയാനോ ദുരാരാധ്യം ഹരിമാരാധയത്യസോ വിന്ദതേ പുരുഷോ മുഷ്ട അഭ്യതിച്ഛത്യ സത്വരം മദ്ഗീത ഗീതാൽ സുപ്രീതാം ശ്രേയസാമേകവല്ലഭാൽ ഇതം ജഗലി മുത്ഥായ പ്രാഞ്ജലി ശ്രദ്ധയാന്യുതാ ശ്രണയാചാവയന്മർത്യോ ഉച്ചതേ കർമ്മബന്ധനൈ ശീതം മയേദം ദേവനന്ദന പരസ്യ വംസപരമാത്മനസ്തവം ജവന്തമേകാഗ്രതയസ്തമോഹം ശരധ്വമന്ദേ തദമാപ്സിതേ സ്ഥിതം ഇത് ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ ചതുർത്ഥസ്കന്ധേ രുദ്രഗീതം നാമ ചതുർവംശോധ്യായം. സോ ദാറ്റ് വാസ് ദി 24th ചാപ്റ്റർ വിച്ച് വാസ് രുദ്രഗീതം. സോ യു വിൽ സീ സ്റ്റാർട്ടിംഗ് ഫ്രം ദി ഇറ്റ് സ്റ്റാർട്സ് ഓൺ ദ വേഴ്സ് 33 ആൻഡ് ഫിനിഷസ് അറ്റ് വേഴ്സ് 79. ദാറ്റ്സ് അപ് ടു സോ മെനി വേഴ്സസ് ആൻഡ് ദിസ് ഈസ് വാട്ട് ദേ ഹാഡ് ടു ചാൻഡ് inside the water. Prajedas chanted them for 10,000 years. Here, if you see one after the other, if you go through these verses in the Bhagavadam, what Srila Prabhupada has translated, you will notice there that how Lord Shiva was bringing the Prajedas into develop these three qualities, namely renunciation, devotion and knowledge. That is what you attain from chanting this Rudragidam. Rudragidam is not for Karmakandis. Karmakandis will not understand anything. And therefore, if one can study this Rudragidam, and it is said that it is itself enough, it is also got another name as Yogadesham. It is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, the same name, Yogadesham. Yogadesham means that by studying this Rudragidam completely and absorbing it fully, by repeating it and understanding it and fully become conscious of everything what's mentioned in that, if one can perfect it that way, that is capable of liberating one person from this material world. That's the potency of this Rudragidam. So, when Rudragidam was spoken, you can see that how step by step Lord Shiva was making Prachedas aware of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead's different features and all his different pastimes. So many things comes into this glorious prayer of Rudragidam. And therefore Rudragidam has become taken a very special position
among those devotees who follow the instructions of Lord Shiva, that Lord Shiva's Rudra Gita is sung by those who follow in that process of the Lord Shiva's instructions in advancing Krishna consciousness. And there are personalities who remember these verses, all these verses, and they recite that, and with the mercy of Lord Shiva, they were able to get insight into these three things, namely devotion, renunciation and knowledge. That is the potency of Rudra Gita. Like Narayana Kavacham, when it comes later on in the sixth canto, this is also another important prayers in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And all these prayers helps a person when one properly recites them and constantly read them and absorb them. It will help in one's understanding of how a great devotee like Lord Shiva so has his relationship with Krishna. That's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's what's coming there. And perhaps this is one of the reason that in Krishna Karanamritam, when Vilumangalam wrote, that you will see there that Vilumangalam was a Lord Shiva's devotee. So naturally his inclinations and tendency in his devotional life also will be similar to that of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva's nature is there in him also when he writing the in the Krishna Karanamritam. Bhaktiryadistiradaran Bhagavan Yadisyam. It says there in the that Mukti Swayam Mugulidanjali, that even Mukti or liberation, it comes to me and pays obeisances to me, that I am not concerned about it. In other words, he was saying there that from Lord Shiva he has understood that surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the ultimate goal. That realization is very much in the mind of Vilumangalam also when he compiled Krishna Karanamritam. So there he says that somehow or the other in the prayers of Lord Shiva mentions that one who studies Rudra Gita and one who is able to follow that or to absorb that into one's life, he will reach the same destination as me, he says. Lord Shiva says there that the destination ultimately where Lord Shiva goes back to, into the same destination, the devotee will also go back. So powerful is Rudra Gita. And therefore, in the Krishna Karanamritam also, while mentioning that, in the same way, Vilumangalam also says the same thing. Mukti Swayam Mukulitanjali Chaiva Masvan Dharmartha Kama Gadaya Samaya Pradiksha. That Mukti, liberation, comes in front of me with folded hands and offers to me. Mukti Swayam Mukulitanjali Chaiva Asvan Dharma Artha Kama Gadaya Samaya Pradiksha. Dharmam, Artham, Kamam and Moksham, religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, liberation. These four things, they are waiting there asking me what they can do for me. And they are waiting for a time to see me. So to such an extent that this is capable of releasing a person from the material life. And all the mantras in the Srimad Bhagavatam has got this ability. Only thing is to recite them regularly and to become completely perfected in one's life. That does take time. Like Prajadas has taken such a long time. And at least Prajadas were the sons of a father who followed the Vedic Karmagandam. But we are children of those fathers and where we have Karmagandam also have no effect on us. So I don't know what mantra will be required to take us out of this condition. So anyway, this is just to say that the power of Rudra Gita is so high that it is a prayer that is recited by all the other great devotees. Because they feel that Lord Shiva's prayers to Krishna is so powerful. That Mukti Swayam Mugulidanjali Jaiva Asman Dharma Artha Kama Gadaya Samaya Pradesha. That Dharma Artha Kama and Moksham are waiting to see, serve me, but because I have no obligation towards them. Why? Because Mukti, liberation personified itself, is coming and offering her obeisances to me. To such a degree, this is powerful. So, that is the story of Prajadas. And next Sunday we will continue talking about the later half of the story of Puranjana. So if there's any questions or comments, you can talk about it.
I've got a question. The question is about the Srimad Bhagavatam. Inside there it talks about, it discusses various stories, and then at the end it actually gives benedictions to these stories.
Yeah.
Yeah? Now I haven't got a big memory to remember this, all these prayers by Lord Shiva. Maybe, there's no way, but it says there in all of these stories, if you reflect on these prayers, then you can get to the supreme destination. I believe that in my heart, but I'm just wondering what you say. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. No. Bhagavatam, when you will see after every episode, there is reference to even some material benedictions. What to talk about liberation? There's some material benedictions mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam has one potency. It's known as bhukti, mukti, pradayini. Bhukti and mukti. Liberation as well as fulfillment of all material desires. It is capable of providing both. So, by taking to Srimad Bhagavatam, one is never a loser. That means, in other words, everyone who comes to Srimad Bhagavatam, not everyone, almost all, you can say, is not that pure. That is to say that I only want liberation, I don't want anything else. If we say like that, that look, I came to spiritual life only with the desire for liberation, probably I'll be telling a lie myself. And I think it is true also that in almost all cases there is still material desires in the heart. So the sages, knowing very well, when they compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam, they realized that many of the pastimes of the Supreme Lord is capable of even fulfilling their material needs, material desires, provided they become sincere in their approach in studying Srimad Bhagavatam. That's one thing. As far as liberation is concerned, Srila Prabhupada said, you don't have to even study whole of Srimad Bhagavatam. One verse in the Bhagavatam is capable of, because reason being, Bhagavatam is Krishna. So, because our understanding does not go to that level of understanding, accepting Srimad Bhagavatam in that way, we always analyze Srimad Bhagavatam from our point of view and think that, is this correct what's mentioned in the Bhagavatam? Can this be right? Somebody, in fact, in the third canto, there is a verse there that Brahma said to Krishna when he asked for the concessions for Kali Yuga, that when the people were not willing to, when Brahma refused to continue creation again, Krishna asked him, what is the problem? He said, problem is this, that people are complaining to me that I have created them, and they come back and say to me that why did you write all these things on my forehead when you left us in this world? Because generally the people have this impression that I'm suffering in this world because Brahma wants me to suffer like this. That's why I'm suffering. Brahma's answer was that they are suffering because of their own past sinful activities. That's the result behind it, reason behind it. But they're all blaming me at the end, saying that I'm responsible for that. There is every single person has complained about Brahma to Krishna. They complain about Brahma. Brahma is no good. Although he has got four heads, there is not even the slightest brain in that head. To such an extent that they have abused him. Who else has abused him? Including the gopis in Vrindavanam has abused him. So, jadamudikshadam pashmakraldrisham, that they say that he, this four heads is no use, they say, to him. Because even after having four heads, he doesn't seem to understand how to continue with the creation. Because otherwise, why they have left this winking in our eyes? Because of that, we can't see Krishna all the time. This was their complaint about Brahma. So everybody is complaining. So Brahma went to Krishna and Krishna said to him that you cannot stop creation. Creation has to go on because that's the system I have started. Brahma said, then you have to agree for some concessions. Otherwise, I'm not going to do it, he said. So Krishna asked him, what concessions are you looking for? He said, yasya avatara guna karma vidambanani namaniyas asuvigame vivashagranandi tenaiva janma shamalam sahasam hetu asamyandi apavrutamadam tamajam prabadye. The Bhagavatam, that is how Brahma says about that. Brahma says, yasya avatara guna karma vidambanani, that if a person at the time of death, if he is able to remember you and chant one of the names, it doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be Krishna even, Govinda or Damodara or Madhava, any of the names which relates to one of the pastimes of Krishna in this world. Yasya avatara guna karma vidambanani namani asuvigame vivashagranandi. Because at the time of leaving the body is in an awful shape. One is not able to, cannot do anything what he wants at that time. That is the most helpless situation. When that happens, if he chants one of your above names, referring to one of them. Ten eva janma shamalam sahasaiva hitva samyandi abhavradamidam tamajam prabadhyem. That you should consider that that person has fulfilled his religious obligations and you should take him back to the spiritual world. Brahma said this to Krishna. Krishna thought for a while and he said, all right, bring it in writing, I'll sign that, he said. So he signed the document. It is on the strength of that document that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that this holy name will take us back to the spiritual world. It is because this is not a concession which is going to exist forever. Just like sometimes government gives concession, some certain law, they make some concession in emergency times. And when they give this concession, the government says this will last for a certain period of time. After that, the government can withdraw the concession. It's just like in so many instances, when there is a flood or cyclone or something, earthquake or something, government will sometimes give you a tax relief, saying that you don't have to pay the taxes now for such and such reasons. Similarly, in this particular age, Krishna has given this concession to Brahma that if one is able to remember the Supreme Lord's name at the time leaving this world, janma shamalam sahasaiva hitva samyandi apavardamidam tamajam prabadhyem. And to that personality, Lord Brahma was paying his obeisances, who has agreed for this. Now, when you say this to somebody, they think, how can that happen? We can just chant once Krishna's name and you can go back to spiritual world. They start thinking like that. That's because our understanding is like that. Our mind is tuned in a different direction. That's why the difficulty comes, that when we have not completely understood the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam, statement of Vedavyasa Maharshi, and the authority of the acharyas who have actually strengthened this understanding of the potency of the holy name, from when you understand from them, you can see that this holy name has the potency to do that. And exactly like that, Srimad Bhagavatam has the potency to offer that, what it mentions there. And for this reason only, that many prayers in the Srimad Bhagavatam is linked to something. That means something, one who has a desire in material world also, if he has some desire, even those desires can be fulfilled by going through Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the way Bhagavatam is teaching us that. So it's just because of our own inability to accept it in our heart wholeheartedly that we find this difficulty coming all the time. It's anything wrong with the Bhagavatam. It's because we lack that strength of conviction in our own mind and we lack that sadhana or upasana in our life. When one has no upasana, nothing will work. To show this fact only, in the sixth canto, when Ajamila's story was presented only for this reason, that is by chanting the holy name of Narayana once, he was able to go back to the spiritual world. And once it so happened that one devotee told Srila Prabhupada that how come, Prabhupada, that Ajamila could go back to the spiritual world by chanting Narayana, Narayana like that, he said. Prabhupada looked at him very seriously and told him, have you read Bhagavatam properly, he said. He said, why? I have read Bhagavatam. It never says in the Bhagavatam that he chanted twice. He has chanted only once and he has gone back. So you still have doubt, haven't you, he said to him. So that is realization. A personality who has understood the potency of the holy name and one who has absorbed that in his one's own life, he has no doubts. But for us who are on the periphery or outside this and who are trying to practice it and still hasn't got that realization yet of the potency of the holy name, we find that difficult because our mind is so conditioned that way. That's what it is coming from. Yes, Mahamantra is more than enough. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Mahamantra is more than sufficient for this age. And based on this concession, what Krishna has given to Brahma, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, if you simply chant the holy name, you will and perfect it, then that alone is more than adequate. All Srimad Bhagavatam is only pointing out to this one thing, nothing else. And that is why it's also called as Idam Bhagavatam Namam Purana Brahma Samhitam. That it is a Nama Puranam. It is the Puranam which actually glorifies the holy name. There is no other Puranam which actually glorifies the Supreme Lord's name as much as Srimad Bhagavatam. So everything is pointing out to this one thing. One can chant the holy name and perfect it. That is more than adequate. Nothing else is required.
This is one thing. If somebody has chain reaction, if somebody kills somebody, how we know that the person who been killed, he killed the person before?
I didn't understand.
Action and our reaction. If somebody kills somebody,
yeah,
the person who's being killed, does the person he killed first time, or does that is the action of the perhaps the yes, person who's been killed, he killed other person before?
Well, that's very difficult for me to say what has caused the murder. There could be various reasons. I mean, it's possible that it could be a reaction from his own past karma. It could be that he has acted under the modes of nature the first time somebody is murdering somebody, which will have its own reactions later on. But it is very, and only the sages who knows the past of a person will be able to clearly tell you what has actually caused the murder or the death of another person. But for an ordinary person like me, couldn't say why it has happened. These are things which is known as, in the Shastra called as Adrishtam. Adrishtam means what cannot be seen. Our life in this world is very much moving based on our own past activities from the past lives. And all this has a very tremendous bearing on our life in this world. And that knowledge of the past, present and the future, that's available to those who have reached that stage of realization like the sages have. They all have what is known as the Trigala Jnana. So only such people can answer you that question.
What's the purpose of King Kuranjana story,
you know, the narrative saying,
what's the purpose of the
Patrick? Yeah, that we will talk next Sunday, because the so far up to this the story finishes, and then in the next 2-3 chapters he is going to explain to Puranjana. He is going to explain the story of Puranjana to Prachina Barhis by Sri Narada Muni. Narada Muni told the story, but Prachina Barhis did not understand anything. He asked this question: can it be a story like this? He couldn't believe it, that a story can happen like this, because it looks like a story that's been fabricated. That's the way he felt. So what actually Narada Muni did was, the whole message, what he wanted to convey to Prachina Barhis, he put it in a form of a story and told him, because all the Vedic literature has this one special nature, Parvaksham. Parvaksham means everything spoken in a very covered manner. Nothing is always, because Krishna's point of view is like this: if you speak things straightforward, people are not willing to accept it. So what's the problem? What's the point? I mean, if you speak in a covered manner, they're not going to accept it even if you talk to them directly. They're not accepting it. They still have doubts. So for various reasons, in the Bhagavatam it mentions in 2-3 different occasions, quoting Krishna himself saying like this, Parakshavadu Vedoyam Balanam Anishasanam. That Parvaksham is the method Krishna likes. Parvakshanja Mama Priyam. I like, Krishna says, when things are spoken in a covered manner. Krishna has a liking for that. Parvakshanja Mama Priyam. The reason for that is that ordinary people, materialistically involved too much in this world, to them all spiritual instructions will not work. This is the general. Preaching is good, preaching is nice. But you also have to understand the person who is listening to the preaching. If he is not ready to take the instructions, or is there, like in the case of Prachina Barhis, I mean, it's mostly the story is that it is not only Prachina Barhis we are talking about. We are talking about millions of people in this world who are very seriously absorbed in their karma. And for them, even if you tell them about Krishna consciousness, even in an open way, they are not going to listen. In addition to that, there's also another problem. When you talk about spiritual matters, eventually it ends up becoming blasphemy. They will start criticizing the position of Krishna's position as the Supreme Lord, And they will also take this mentality of degrading or denigrating the spiritual message. This is human nature. So for various reasons, Krishna prefers that it is spoken in this manner. And you can also notice another thing. When Krishna has instructed the message, he always picked devotees of the greatest caliber, like Arjuna, like Uddhava, personalities who have surrendered completely, because that is the first condition in spiritual life, that you accept Krishna's authority. Krishna doesn't want to have a conversation with an ordinary person about Bhagavad Gita. He mentioned there that because you are my devotee, because you have surrendered to me, I give this message to you. Otherwise not. So that's very clear from that. So similarly, when everything is spoken in the Vedic literature, it is also spoken in the same way. So this one story of Prajina Virahis is like that. Piranjana Vakyanam, Piranjana story is spoken in a very covered manner. But next Sunday I will continue with the other part of it.
How can reading Srimad Bhagavatam add to the chanting of Mahamantra? And the second question is, what is the process of reading Srimad Bhagavatam? Like there are offenses and favorable ways in which you chant the Mahamantra, what processes do we employ for reading Srimad Bhagavatam?
Srimad Bhagavatam is the basis of Krishna consciousness movement. In other words, Prabhupada had given such an importance to Bhagavatam because this Bhagavatam is Krishna himself. I mentioned this before, that when Uddhava asked Krishna that why do you want to leave this planet and go away, Krishna said, I have to leave. But Uddhava said, what will happen to the people who will come after my time? Who are going to come, they will miss the opportunity to see you in this form. So Krishna said, I have found an answer for that. Answer is that when I leave this planet, after that, Vedavyasa Maharshi will compile Srimad Bhagavatam and he will teach this to his son, Sudeva Goswami, who will deliver this message to Parikshit Maharaj. When that happens, when Parikshit Maharaj hears Srimad Bhagavatam, what happens to Parikshit? The world will watch that. And from then on, they will understand the potency of Bhagavatam, because I will enter into Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the word Krishna has used. Tirodhaya pravishtoham Srimad Bhagavatarnavam. That when I disappear from this world, this form, I move into Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Krishna's words. He said this to Uddhava. So knowing this very well, from that day onwards, any devotee who has taken to Krishna consciousness seriously could not keep Bhagavatam away from their life, because it is so dear to Krishna, so dear to you, to the devotee. It's so many places it comes later on in the Bhagavatam also. So because that is